American Legion baseball coverage is on the air.
He makes a leaping, diving catch. Does he hang on to it? Yes. Nice play out there by the center fielder.
This is the Pepsi Pregame Show, brought to you by the Pepsi Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now.
And he's going to try to make an inside-the-park home run to the plate, and he's going to be in there, a stand-up inside-the-park home run there.
Now, let's get you out to the diamond for tonight's game.
And good afternoon. Welcome to American Legion Baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings 5 points back in another elimination game in the A7 tournament here in North Platte as they get set to take on North Platte here this afternoon. As we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Russ Kindig, and coach sitting on the doorstep, a state tournament berth on the line tonight. I know that was one of your goals to make the state tournament this year, and now you have a chance to do that.
Yeah, hopefully we come out and play, you know, the good baseball that we're used to and the good baseball that we've worked so hard to get to this point. And, you know, if we do that, I don't think we have a problem winning tonight.
You have a rematch with a team that beat you on Friday night 6-5. What about a rematch? Who has an advantage?
You know, we're 2-1 against them now, so I don't know who has an advantage necessarily. They haven't had to use quite as much pitching as we have, but, you know, we're playing pretty hot after two games that we had to go through the loser's bracket, so hopefully we can use that to our advantage.
Yeah, what about the two ball games? You've scored, what, 29 runs, had 23 base hits in the two games since losing on Friday night. Bats all of a sudden have come alive.
Yeah, and I think, you know, in an elimination game, fourth game for us, third for them, you know, you might get into some pitching where you might have to win a big game and or a high-scoring game, and we've done that the last two games, which we haven't done a whole lot this year, so hopefully we can put up a bunch of runs, give Jared a chance.
I'd say this is really not our style, scoring 13, 14, 15 runs, but I guess you'll take it if that's what needs to be. Huh?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We'll take whatever we can get. We're comfortable winning a one-run game, but it's a lot less pressure on yourselves and your pitching when you're up a bunch.
So it's Hastings and North Platte here for the second time here in the area tournament. Obviously, the weather conditions, the heat going to be a big factor tonight. Temperature is going to be right around 100 at game time. What do you tell your kids? Do you prepare for this, or you just kind of let things take care of itself?
Right. We talked about staying hydrated all day, drinking a lot of water, getting some sugar in you, you know, Gatorade or whatever, a little bit during the game to keep you going. But, you know, we'll keep an eye on Brooks. We'll send out a warm-up catcher and not make him do any of that extra stuff there. We'll DH for Jared, so all he has to do is worry about pitching and not running bases and hitting, and, you know, we'll take care of what we can by doing that. But
their last outing, the win the other night over the West Coast Zephyrs, the top seed in this tournament, maybe your most complete game we haven't seen for a while.
Yeah, probably. We really hit the ball well, played great defense, pitching, everything was there last night, so hopefully, you know, we see it again tonight. Jared, when he's on and is pitching the way he can throw against anybody, so we're confident.
Mason Spilnick was your starter last night. He went 8 innings, again, chewed up some innings, and he was very effective in his 8 innings out there.
Yeah, Mace was, and, you know, we talk about it a lot, first pitch strikes, getting ahead in the count, staying ahead in the count, and making hitters hit your pitch. You know, Alex Panganiban on against North Platte got down in the count a few times, and 2-0 pitches where they're looking for fastballs, they're going to hit the fastball. So Jared's going to have to get ahead with the fastball and have his off-speed stuff tonight.
Is that why Mason was just so effective last night? He was just working ahead of the hitters all night long?
Yeah, a lot of it was. You know, and then once he got ahead, they didn't know what he was going to throw. He could throw the fastball, and he had that down-and-out fastball the umpire was calling him. He kept hitting that. But when you're looking fastball and see a curveball, you know, sometimes you get out in front of it, get weak ground ball to the left side, and that's what Jared, you'll probably see a lot of tonight.
Had great defense in the ball game last night, plus you had production all the way up and down the lineup. Everybody that started last night against Wesco came up with at least one base hit.
Yeah, you know, you take that every night, that means you get 9 hits. We're hoping to get, you know, 9 to 10 somewhere, get to that double digit, and we like our chances when we do that.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about North Platte as our pregame show continues after this.
In order to test the sheer power of the new Pepsi made with real sugar, we've placed an ice-cold supply at one of summer's hottest habitats, the pool party. Let's see what happens.
Okay, rules are simple. Whoever has the biggest cannonball gets this ice-cold Pepsi made with real sugar.
The Pepsi made with real sugar appears to have a fun-loving effect on the partygoers.
Hey, who's that in the bushes?
Oh, dear me. I've been spotted.
Oh,
Oh, you're here to judge the cannonball contest, right?
They're attempting to interact with me from first. Yes, of course I'm here to judge your cannonball contest.
All right, man, let's cannonball!
Make it a real big summer with new Pepsi made with real sugar. Grab one today because they won't last long. Pepsi, live for now.
Tyrone, if you're going to make it to the next round, you simply must get higher elevation from your takeoff. Allow me.
Back with Hastings Five Points Bank head coach Russ Kindig. It's Hastings and North Platte here tonight in the elimination ball game of the area tournament. Again, this is a team we saw during the regular season, kind of took care of them at home, and then came here and lost a tough one-run decision at the bottom of the ninth inning to North Platte. So at least you're seeing a team that you're pretty familiar with here tonight.
Yeah, we're familiar with them. We're going to know what they're going to try and do. Their top couple guys, Westland and Kenny, are going to try and get on base and steal bases, which We did a good job of not allowing them on base. That's the best way to control the run game, is not allow those two guys to get on base. When they did, we held them, and I don't think they had a stolen base against us, against Brooks. So then you get into the middle of the lineup, and we took our chance with the Callahan kid, and he hurt us the other night. But we'll probably approach him a little bit differently tonight or today. And hopefully we still hit the ball a little bit against them. So. We like our chance. Like I said, we're a confident team. You know, we got a lot of that, and that goes a long way sometimes.
What do we have to do, anything different, anything major against this team, or just play our game?
I think so. If we go out there with a good approach and pick up the pitchers, I don't know who they're going to throw to us, but, you know, we don't have four errors the other night. We probably win that baseball game. But pitching and defense is going to win a whole lot of games for you, and the other night we didn't have either of them that were real dominant. So we got to have Jared throw strikes, and when he does that, he keeps us in the game. He doesn't throw anything that goes straight, and that's tough on guys. So hopefully our defense, and I'm confident our defense, will play well behind him tonight, and we'll come away and head into Kearney tomorrow.
It seems like every time that North Platte scored the other night, they came back and scored after we scored maybe in the top of the inning. Maybe putting some zeros on the board would go a long way tonight, huh?
Yeah, that definitely would. And, you know, we talk about that a lot. The other team scores, we got to answer. If we score, we got to shut the door and get back in with the zero on the board. We were unable to do that against them on Friday night. Did a good job of that yesterday after, I think, about the fourth or fifth inning. We'd go out, we'd put up some runs, we'd put a zero up on West Coast, so... If we can do that, you know, if you score more runs or win more innings than the other team, then you're going to win baseball games.
All right, what about Jared Foote tonight? Pretty confident in his start tonight?
Yep, very. Like I've said all year, he's as good as Jared can or is going to let himself. You know, sometimes it gets in his head a little bit, but when he throws first pitch strikes, locates his fastball, he's got as good a slider-curveball combination as anybody we've seen this year. He can beat anybody on a good night, so we're hoping that we get him on a good night. He struggles, we'll throw Alex Mendoza or Alex Panganiban, one of the two. But, Jared's thrown out of the starting rotation a lot more than he has relieved, so that's why we're going with him tonight.
Really can't worry about tomorrow. Just have to maybe piece together as much as you can today and then worry about tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's win or go home. We want to go to state. We got to get this one tomorrow or tonight, and tomorrow we'll figure out what the heck we're going to do. You know, you look at it, we throw Zach on a Tuesday, then he probably doesn't throw in the state tournament unless we advance a little bit into it, because Tuesday he'd have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 3 days there if he only threw. So we'll throw the kitchen sink tonight and hope we get in tomorrow and worry about tomorrow when we have to.
Okay, glad to.
Thank you.
Russ Kindig, head coach for Hastings Five Points Bank. Stick around, starting lineups in the play-by-play description up next. It's North Platte and Hastings tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Pepsi Pregame Show, brought to you by the Pepsi Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Live for now. Stay tuned. The first pitch is straight ahead on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Today's American Legion baseball game is brought to you by the KGS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business. Athletics.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Bill Wood Field. We're in North Platte this afternoon here on 1230 KHS American Legion Baseball. We've got the elimination ball game of the Area 7 tournament today as Hastings Five Points Bank gets set to take on North Platte First National Bank here in the elimination ball game. The winner moves on to the area championship ball game tomorrow against Kearney Runza. And the winner of this ball game also will be guaranteed a spot in one of the two Class A state tournaments that get underway on Saturday in Omaha and in Grand Island. I'm Mike Will and call the play-by-play for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. It's going to be a hot and steamy afternoon. Temperature at game time is going to be 99 degrees. Winds will be out of the south at about 6 miles per hour. Going to be blowing toward the left field corner here this afternoon, but a hot and steamy afternoon, 99 degrees at game time for this elimination ball game here this afternoon. Hastings and North Platte played on the opening round of this tournament on Friday night. North Platte came up with a base hit, an RBI single in the bottom of the ninth inning to beat Hastings by a score of 6-5. North Platte yesterday losing to Kearney in the winner's bracket ball game by a score of 25-3. Kearney scored 15 runs in the third inning alone. They went on to beat this team by a score of 25-3. Hastings has played two elimination games since Friday. They beat Lexington on Saturday by a score of 15-1. Then yesterday they knocked off the top seed in this tournament, the West Coast Zephyrs, out of Scott's Bluff by a score of 14-5. Probably played one of their most complete games of the season yesterday and looked good in that win over the West Coast Zephyrs. We'll get to the starting lineup today brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is a better bank. For the First Nationals of North Platte here tonight, they will go with Alec Westland out in right field. He'll be in a leadoff spot. His batting average is sitting at .262 on the season. Jack Kinney will be your second baseman. He'll bat second. His average is sitting at .373. Luke Volz will be your third baseman. He'll bat third. His average is at .386 on the year. Darian Alberry will be your left fielder today. He was the winning pitcher on Friday night against Hastings. Alberry is hitting .286 in the season. Drew Callahan will be your first baseman. He'll bat fifth. His average is at .326. Alex Harms will be your center fielder. He'll bat sixth tonight. His average is at .264. Levi Nakuda will be your shortstop. He'll bat in the number seven position. His batting average is at .071. In the eighth spot in the batting order will be Marcus Silos. He's the catcher. Marcos has a batting average of .252. Jace Barker will be your designated hitter. He'll bat ninth. His average is at .255 in the season. And the pitcher tonight for North Platte is going to be Dalton Flughop. Flughop has a record of 5 wins, 4 losses on the season. His ERA is sitting at 2.47. Flughop pitched against Hastings during the regular season back on June the 10th. He lost a 6-1 decision to Hastings 5 points back. He went all 7 innings, and that one he gave up 6 runs, 13 hits, 3 walks, and 3 strikeouts as Hastings beat North Platte during the regular season in the first half of a doubleheader, 6-1. Hastings also winning the second half of that twin bill that night by a score of 8-4. So your starting lineups again for North Platte. You'll have Westland, Kinney, and Volz, Alberry, Callahan, and Harms, Nakuda, Silos, and Barker with Dalton Flughop on the mound here this afternoon for North Platte. For Hastings 5 points Bank, their record at 26 wins and 17 losses on the season. They'll start off with Brock Dreher out in center field. He'll be in the leadoff spot here tonight with his batting average at .301. Jameson Cockrell will be your right fielder. He'll bat second. His average also at .301. Alex Panganiban will be the designated hitter tonight. Pangle has a batting average of .321. He'll bat at the number 3 position here today. Mason Spilnick, the winning pitcher yesterday in that ball game against the West Coast Zephyrs, he'll be at third base today. Mason batting at the number 4 position with a batting average of .283. Brooks Asher will be the catcher. His average is at .260. He'll bat fifth. Batting sixth and playing first base will be Zach Merrill. Merrill, a .287 hitter this season for Hastings 5 points. Ryan Kern will bat seventh. He'll be at second base. His average at .262. Braden Valentine will be your left fielder. He'll bat eighth. His average at .351. Sam Reimer will be your shortstop. He'll bat ninth. His average at .222 in the season. And on the mound for Hastings will be Jared Foote. Foote is 3-2 in the season with a .413 earned run average. So Hastings 5 points Bank under head coach Russ Kindig will go with Dreher, Cockrell, and Panganiban, Spilenik, Asher, and Merrill, Kern, Valentine, and Reimer with Jared Foote on the mound here this afternoon for Hastings. The starting lineups today have been brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So we're sneaking up on game time here this afternoon. Hastings and North Platte First National Bank in the elimination ball game of the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament here at Bill Wood Field in North Platte. Right now, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for baseball today on 1230 KHAS. Playing of the national anthem here tonight at Billwood Field in North Platte. The scenario pretty easy tonight. The winner of this ball game will move on into the championship ball game tomorrow against Kearney Runza. But with a win tonight, the winning team would also qualify for the state tournament. The winner of the area tournament here in Area 7 will move on to the state tournament in Grand Island beginning Saturday. The runner-up will move on to the state tournament in Class A at Omaha South. So the winner of this ball game is guaranteed a spot in the state tournament, and then they'll have to worry about how to knock off Kearney Runza. Kearney is the only undefeated team left here in the tournament, so the winner of this ball game would have to play Kearney and beat Kearney twice tomorrow in order to win the area championship. So first things first, Hastings looking to get into the state tournament with a win here tonight over at North Platte First National Bank here in front of the hometown fans at Bill Wood Field. Hastings is going to be the visiting team on the scoreboard again this afternoon. Russ Kendig, the head coach for Hastings, has got to be the unluckiest guy in the city of Hastings. He has lost all three flips since the opening round game. The higher-seeded team had to be the home team in the opening round. They have flipped ever since. So Russ has lost all three coin flips on Saturday, Sunday, and now Monday. So Hastings is going to be the visiting team on the scoreboard again. They'll bat first here in the first inning. They're occupying the first base dugout, dressed in their white pants here this afternoon. Their red tops trimmed and lettered in red and blue here this afternoon. Meanwhile, the First Nationals from North Platte here in the third base dugout, dressed in their white bottoms and their dark blue tops trimmed and lettered in white here this afternoon. This is the Area 7 Seniors Tournament in North Platte, the Area 7 Juniors Tournament going on in Hastings tonight at Duncan Field. In action yesterday, Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes beat North Platte by a score of 9-7 in the winner's bracket. Kearney Post 52 eliminated Lexington with an 11-1 win. So getting started here at 5:30, Kearney playing North Platte in the elimination ball game. And then the winner will play Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes tomorrow at 5:30. That team would have to beat Hastings twice in order to win the Class A Area 7 Juniors Championship. So Jared Foote will get to rest here for a while as Hastings will be up to the plate here in inning number one. On the mound again for North Platte will be Flukhop. He has thrown 48 innings so far this year for North Platte. His overall record, 5 wins and 4 losses. Out of those 48 innings, he has given up 49 hits and 31 runs, 17 of those earned, 12 base on balls, and 11 strikeouts. Right off the bat, Dreher hits one down the right field line. That's going to be in fair territory. Around the back at first, on his way to second, and a double on the very first pitch of the ball game by Brock Dreher. Hastings leads things off. I'll tell you what, ever since Friday night when Hastings dropped the 6-5 decision to North Platte in the two games since then, Hastings has ramped out 23 base hits, 29 runs, and wins over Lexington and Wesco. And right off the bat, Brock Dreher gets things started for Hastings with a double down the line in right field. And Hastings has got a man on at second base here in the top half of the first inning against the North Platte First National Bank squad. Here comes Jamison Cockrell to the plate next for Hastings, and the pitch is going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 the count to Cockrell. Hastings is a team now hitting .277 on the season. Cockrell has got a .301 batting average as he will come to the plate for the first time here this afternoon. Bats for the right-hand side. There's the ball. It's going to be thrown to the plate by Flughopp. It's going to be popped up right behind second base, going back to the shortstop, Nakuda, and he makes the catch. So Jamison Cockrell is going to fly out to the shortstop right behind the bag. It's a second base, Levi Nakuda, and that's going to bring up Alex Panganiba next, the designated hitter. Pango, he's been at first base. He's been at third base here in the area tournament. Also saw a couple of innings on the mound the other night. Pango is going to be the designated hitter here today for Hastings 5 Points Bank. He's the emergency pitcher here today just in case Jared Foote runs into trouble. We'll see a little bit of Alex Panganiba in this ball game here this afternoon. There's Flughopp as he moves it towards second base, but back in there quickly is going to be Brock Dreher. No throw from the pitcher for North Platte. Instead, he comes to the plate. That's going to be a fastball that misses inside. One ball and no strikes to Alex Panganiba for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Panganiba with a batting average of .321 in the season, 45 base hits now, and 140 trips to the plate. He leads the team in doubles with 15. He wraps that one down to third baseline. It's going to be in foul territory. And the count goes to one ball and one strike now to Alex Panganiba for Hastings. Panganiba has got one triple, no home runs. Leads the team in RBIs with 33. He has struck out 13 times. He has walked 14 times here this season. The area 7, the elimination ball game here today. There's a hard hit ball to a right field, but coming on is going to be Westland, and he makes the catch. He slides down. He makes the catch. Gets it back to the infield. Alex Panganiba is going to fly out to the right fielder, Alec Westland, here in the first inning, and that's going to bring up Mason Spolinick next, the third baseman. The defense for North Platte, you've got Dalton Flughopp on the mound. You've got Marcus Silos behind the plate. Drew Callahan is over there at first base. Jack Kinney is at second. Levi Nakuda is at shortstop, and Luke Voltz is at third. Out on the outfield, you've got Darian Alberry out in left field, Alex Harms in center, and Alec Westland out in right field. That's the defense for the First Nationals of North Platte. Again, their record on the season is now sitting at 31 wins and 18 losses on the season, trying to bounce back from a 25-3 loss to Connie Runza in the winner's bracket ball game yesterday. There's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball, and Mason Spolnick is now looking at kind of one ball and one strike here. The man is on at second base. That's Brock Dreher leading off the ball game with a double here for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that's going to be down low for a ball. That's two balls and one strike. Again, Hastings getting their second look at Flughopp this season. Through all 7 innings in that regular season ball game and had pretty good success. They ramped out 13 base hits in the ball game against the North Platte in that ball game. There's a ball hit down the line in right field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Around the bag at third and coming home is going to be Dreher. Here comes the throw, and Dreher slides in there safely. Hastings has the lead. Mason Spolnick with a RBI single here in the first inning brings around Brock Dreher from second base, and Hastings has got the lead over North Platte First National Bank by a score of 1-0. A double by Dreher. Cockrell flies out, Panganiba flies out, and Mason Spolnick, he singles down the line in right field to drive home a run, and Hastings is out on top by a score of 1-0. This one's scheduled for 9 here today at Bill Wood Field in North Platte. Here comes Brooks Asher to the plate next. Asher now with a batting average of .260 on the season. As he steps in there, he's batting the number 5 position here this afternoon for head coach Russ Kindig. He takes a look at a pitch there. It's going to be in there for a strike on the inside corner. Nothing and one to Brooks Asher. Asher so far this season with 34 base hits and 131 trips to the plate. He's got 7 doubles, no triples, no home runs, 24 RBIs. Asher very good here during the area tournament so far. 5 base hits and 13 trips to the plate, 2 runs scored, 6 RBIs, 1 walk, and a couple of strikeouts. Hastings with a lead, 1-0. There's a ground ball toward third. Fielded there by Voltz. His throw to first base is going to be in time, and the inning is over, but Hastings gets on the scoreboard here in the first. Asher, he grounds out to the third baseman to end the inning. Hastings scores 1 run here in the first inning, 1 run on a couple of base hits. No errors on North Platte, and 1 man left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning with a score, Hastings 1, North Platte nothing.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account, then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Follow all your favorite teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Read stories and see action photos online anytime. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball here today on 1230 KHAS. Hastings trying to gain one of the two state tournament berths there in the A7 tournament here tonight as they take on North Platte First National. Hastings has got the lead after the first half of inning. 1-0 is the score. Hot and steamy afternoon, 99 degrees at game time here tonight. The wind's blowing out of the south at about 6 miles per hour, blowing toward the left field corner. Jared Foote is going to get the start for Hastings here in this ball game. Foote is currently 3-2 in the season. He's thrown 40 2/3 innings for Hastings. Out of those 40 innings, he has given up 44 hits and 27 runs. 24 of those have been earned, 21 base on balls, 18 strikeouts. His ERA is sitting at 4.13. So Jared Foote trying to go the distance here tonight to pick up the win for Hastings Five Points Bank. Hastings has been getting a pretty good starting pitching in this area tournament thus far. Yesterday, Mason Spelenick, he went 8 innings in that win over the West Coast Zephyrs. Alec Westland will lead things off for North Platte here in the bottom half of the first inning. It'll be Westland, Kinney, and then Volts. Albury would come to the plate if one of these guys get aboard. Alec Westland comes to the plate. He's a 262 hitter for the North Platte First Nationals as he comes to the plate for the first time here tonight. And the pitch by Jared Foote is going to miss outside for a ball. 1-0 the counts. The key for Jared Foote tonight is to get ahead of the hitters. He's got to throw some strikes here. Cannot battle from behind. The next one is going to be a strike on the outside corner. 1-1 the count now to Westland. He's a good batter up there. 262 is his batting average. He's got 37 base hits and 141 trips to the plate. Ball hit to Spelenick at third. Nice grabbing step there to throw to first base is in time. Spelenick dives for the ball, comes up with it, gets back onto his feet and throws it across the diamond to record the outs on Alex Westland. Good jump there by Spelenick at third base. Tell you what, the defense for Hastings has been pretty good here in the area tournament. It was sensational yesterday in the ball game against the West Coast Zephyrs. And Mason Spelenick makes a nice play on the ball on third base there for Hastings on the first batter for North Platte. Hard hit ball by Alec Westland to third base. Here comes Jack Kinney coming to the plate next. He hits that one by the shortstop, Reimer into left field. Reimer dives for it there on the edge of the outfield grass, but can't come up with it. It's going to be a base hit for Jack Kinney. He gets aboard here for North Platte. And now Luke Volts is going to come to the plate next. Luke Volts is the third baseman. His batting average is at 386 on the season. Volts leads the team in base hits with 54 for North Platte. He's 54 for 140 from the plate. Here comes a foot by Jared. Here comes a pitch by Jared Foote. It's going to be a miss outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. 14 doubles for Luke Volts, 6 triples. He's got no home runs. 43 RBIs as he digs in there on the right-hand side. There's a quick throw over to first base. Not in time. Getting back in there, standing up was Jack Kinney. Luke Volts waiting at the plate. There's another throw over to first base. That's not in time. North Platte stealing bases this year. 116 for 131. So they're very active on the base pads. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike on the inside corner. 1-1. Luke Volts in stealing bases this year is 10 for 10. He's taking a small lead over there right now, inching away from the bag at first base. Merrill holds him on. Quick throw over there is not in time. And Jack Kinney is back in there. 1-0 is the score. Hastings has got the lead here. There's a count of 1-1. At the plate. The next pitch is going to be popped up. It's going to be over here in the foul territory. Merrill drifts across the line and makes the catch. Luke Volz. He fouls out to the first baseman, Zach Merrill, and that's going to bring up Darian Alberry next. Alberry is a left fielder. He's the guy that pitched North Platte to the win the other night on Friday, where North Platte beat Hastings by the score of 6-5. Alberry playing out in left field here in this one tonight. Alberry is 42 for 147 from the plate this year. Batting average is at .286. He hits that ball hard to center field. Diving forward out there is going to be Drew. Did he hang on to it? Yes! Nice play there by Brock Drew out in center field. So two great defensive plays here in the first inning. One by Mason Spolink at third base, and that one by Brock Drew, who dives for the ball out in center field and hangs on to it for the third out here in the first inning. North Platte, they score no runs on one base hit, no errors, one man left on base, one inning in the books with a score. Hastings 1, North Platte nothing.
Summer is here, and Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney is your clothing destination. From modern fit to traditional, flat front to pleated trousers, Gary Michaels carries a broad selection of sizes from shorts to extra longs. Select a suit, dress shirt, and tie valued up to $550, now just $349. Don't miss this sale. New markdowns on summer sportswear, including shorts, polos, silk camp shirts, and tees. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings, and now open on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Bill Wood Field in North Platte here tonight with American Legion baseball coverage on 1230 KHAS. In the juniors elimination game is going on tonight at Duncan Field. Kearney is playing North Platte in a ball game that got started at 5:30. The winner of that game will move on to play Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes for the juniors championship tomorrow night at 5:30. And Hastings would only need one win tomorrow night out of a possible two games in order to advance to the Class A state tournament on the juniors' side. The seniors' team also looking to qualify for the state tournament. They can do that tonight with a win, and then worry about tomorrow's game. Tomorrow, as they take on Kearney Runza. Winner of this ball game would have to beat Kearney twice tomorrow night in order to win the Area 7 championship. Kearney, the only undefeated team left here in the tournament. The winner of the A7 tournament will move on to the state tournament next Saturday, or this coming Saturday, in Grand Island. The runner-up team will move on to the state tournament at Omaha South beginning Saturday. So regardless, a win here would put Hastings in one of those two spots. Hastings has got the lead here as we go to the top half of the second inning. 1-0 is a score. Zach Merrill, Ryan Kern, Brayden Valentine scheduled up here for Hastings in the second. Then Sam Reimer, if one of those guys can get aboard. This is Zach Merrill. His batting average at .287 on the season. The pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball, and it's two balls and no strikes now to Zach Merrill for Hastings. Merrill is 29 for 101 from the plate this year. Out of those 29 hits, he's got 19 singles. He's got 10 doubles. No triples, no home runs. He has driven home 19. Bouncing ball toward third, foul territory. Merrill so far this year has struck out 11 times. He has walked 17 times. Merrill so far during the area tournament, just 1 out of 10. He has driven home 4 runs, though, for Hastings 5 points back. That one hit came yesterday in that big ball game against the top seed, the West Coast Zephyrs. Next pitch is going to be down low. In fact, that one actually hops to the catcher, Marcus Silos. So Zach Merrill is ahead on the count at 3 balls and 1 strike here in the second inning of play. Merrill batting from the right-hand side. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike of the inside corner. Merrill keeps the bat on the shoulder there, now looking at a full count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings got a leadoff double in the first inning. And then Mason Spilnick singles down the line in right field to bring home that runner. And Hastings has got the 1-0 lead. Here's the next pitch. That one just misses inside, and Merrill gets a base on balls. So the first walk of the ball game given up there by Dalton Flugelhopp. And now coming to the plate is going to be Ryan Kern for Hastings. Kern is the second baseman. His batting average is sitting at .262 on the season. So Ryan Kern comes to the plate. Kern here during the area tournament, 4 out of 11 so far. 3 runs scored, an RBI, and two walks. He will dig in there from the right-hand side. There goes a runner at first base, a swing and a miss at the plate. Throw down to second base. Not in time. Sliding in there. The tag was Zach Merrill. So Zach Merrill gets a stolen base. The tag was applied, but Zach doing a good job getting under that. And he gets to the bag in time. Zach Merrill with a stolen base here for Hastings, 5 points back. That's the 49th stolen base here for Hastings this season. Merrill is now 2 for 2 in stealing bases. The throw was right on the money by Marcus Silos, but Merrill slides under the tag and he gets a stolen base. He's in scoring position now at second. The count here at the plate is no balls and one strike to Ryan Kern. Squares around the bunt, leads it out in front of the plate. Fielded there by the first baseman. He goes over to first. Jack Kinney covering the back there and records the out, but the sacrifice works. Ryan Kern is thrown out of the play from first baseman Drew Callahan to Jack Kinney covering the bag there at first base, but moving over to third on the play is going to be Zach Merrill. So Hastings has a man at third base and only one man out here in the inning. And Braden Valentine comes to the plate next. He's a 351 hitter for Hastings. He had a home run yesterday late in that ball game against the West Coast Zephyrs. There's a bouncing ball to Volts at third. His throw to first is going to be in time. Runner stays put at third base. So on one pitch, Braden Valentine is retired in the play from third to first. And that's going to bring up Sam Reimer next. Reimer is a shortstop. His batting average on the season is sitting at .222. Reimer so far during the area tournament, just 1 out of 10. He has scored a run. He's got a couple of RBIs, one walk and one strikeout in the three games played by Hastings here in the Area 7 tournament. There's a pitch by Flughoff that's going to be in there for a strike on the inside corner. Nothing and one to Sam Reimer for Hastings. Reimer has struck out 18 times so far this year. He has walked 17 times. Man is on at third base. That's Zach Merrill. Here comes the next pitch. A big swing and a miss. And Reimer is behind on the count now with no balls and two strikes. If Sam can get aboard, we'll see Brock Dreher again at the top of the order for Hastings, 5 points. Hastings out on top in this ball game by a score of 1-0. Sam Reimer again waiting on the pitch. It's on the way. That one is going to be inside for a ball. Reimer scoops away from that one in the right-hand batter's box. Now one ball and two strikes to Sam Reimer. Volts at third base here for North Platte. Nakuda is at shortstop. Kinney is at second base. Callahan is over here at first. Next pitch is going to be down low. The ball gets away momentarily from the catcher, Marcus Silos. The staying at third base is going to be Zach Merrill. The count now to Reimer is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2 men out in the second inning of play. As we roll the deuces here. That's Billwood Field in North Platte. Elimination ball game of the Area 7 tournament here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and foul tap. So the count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. American Legion Baseball tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. If Hastings can win here, they'll play Kearney Runs It tomorrow, beginning at 4 o'clock for the area championship. There's the next pitch. That one just misses. As Reimer leans into the pitch there, he watches that one go back in the glove of Marcos Silos. So now the count is sitting at 3 balls and 2 strikes to Sam Reimer, the number 9 hitter. Next pitch by Flughoff is going to be tapped foul first base side. Ben Reimer down there in the first base coaching box, he snags that one. Down here in the third base coaching box with his hands on his knees is head coach Russ Kindig looking to lead his Hastings 5 points back American Legion baseball team to the Class A state tournament beginning Saturday. Here comes the next pitch, swung on, hit towards short. Nakuda has got it. He goes to first, and that's going to be in time, and Hastings is out of the second inning. Sam Reimer grounds out to shortstop. Hastings in the second. They scored no runs on no hits, no errors, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning with a score. Hastings 1, North Platte nothing.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Is your once upon a time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball coverage here tonight on 1230 KHIS from North Platte. Hastings playing their fourth game of this tournament, this elimination ball game against North Platte, a team they saw Friday night. Had chances to win that ball game, gave up a base hit in the bottom of the ninth inning. North Platte was able to beat Hastings by the score of 6-5 in that ball game. But since then, Hastings has done a great job battling their way back through the loser's bracket, beating Lexington 15-1 on Saturday. They're knocking out the number one seed, the West Coast Zephyrs, yesterday. Team out of Scott's Bluff winning yesterday by a score of 14-5. So now another elimination ball game against North Platte here this afternoon. Hastings in the lead. Here's Callahan. He's going to send that one out to center field and is grabbed there by Hastings. Brock Dreher grabs the ball. Drew Callahan, he flies out to center field in his first plate appearance here this afternoon. He was 3 out of 5 against Hastings on Friday night. So that's a big out there for Jared Foote as Drew Callahan, he flies out to center field for the first out of the second inning. That's going to bring up Alex Harms next. Harms is a 264 hitter for the North Platte First Nationals. Harms was 0 out of 2 from the plate the other night. So Alex Harms with a 264 batting average comes to the plate here for the North Platte First Nationals. Check swing, and it's going to be fouled down the first base side. Harms is 23 out of 87 from the plate here this year. He's got 20 singles. He's got 2 doubles, 1 home run, 19 RBIs. He steps in from the right-hand side. He fouls away this pitch, first base side. And the count is now at 1-2 to the center fielder for North Platte, Alex Harms. Harms, 24 walks so far this year. He has struck out 12 times. Jared Foote on the mound for Hastings. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. And it is now 2-2 to Alex Harms. A base hit for North Platte in the first inning, but they couldn't do anything with the rally there. Next pitch is going to be fouled away in the first base side again. And the count remains at 2-2. One ground out and a foul out and a fly ball in the center. And the inning was over for North Platte. If they scored just 3 runs yesterday in a 25-3 loss to Kearney Runza, the winner's bracket ball game of this tournament. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and it's now 3-2. 3-2 the count to Alex Harms, the number 6 hitter in the batting order for North Platte First Nationals. Next pitch is going to be golfed to right field. That's going to be a base hit. Picked up out there by Jamison Cockrell. Just by the outstretched glove of Ryan Kern there at second base, Alex Harms golfs that one out to a right field for a base hit on a low breaking pitch. So that's going to be the second base hit of the ball game for North Platte. Now coming to the plate will be Levi Nakuda. He is the shortstop. His batting average is just at .071. He's got 1 base hit and 14 trips to the plate for North Platte. He's playing here in this elimination ball game as he takes a pitch outside for a ball here. 1-0 to Levi. A base runner is down there at first base for North Platte. Again, they got 116 stolen bases so far this year. Foote will have to try to keep those base runners closer. Ball hits the outside of the plate and back to the screen. And running down to second base on the play on the wild pitch is going to be Alex Harms. So a pitch got away from Jared Foote that time. Bounces just to the right of the catcher for Hastings, Brooks Asher. And it comes back to the screen. So a wild pitch charged there to the pitcher for Hastings, Jared Foote. Now North Platte has a base runner at second base in scoring position. Here's the next pitch to Nakuda. It's going to be inside for a ball. And now it's 3-0 to a guy that's got a batting average of .071. Yeah, attack him out of the number 7 position. Here comes the next pitch right down the pipe there for his strike. 3-1. Leave it over the plate and see if he can get a hold of it, huh? Here comes the next one. That's going to be hit toward third, picked up there by Spilnick. Looks the runner back to second. His throw to first is not going to be in time. The ball gets away from Merrill, and everybody's going to be safe. The throw was a little bit low by Mason Strelick. Merrill could not grab it out of the dirt there for Hastings, and an error is chalked up there on the Hastings infield. Levi Nakuda gets aboard. Runner comes over here to third base on the play as well. That's Alex Harms. So now Nakuda is on at first base, and Alex Harms is on at third base. One man out here in the second. And now Marcus Silos comes to the plate next. That ball from Spilnick, a little bit low into the outfield side of the bag at first, but certainly Zach Merrill had ample effort to grab that one over there at first base. So an error is chalked up there on the Hastings infield. Runners at first and third base now. North Platte threatening here in the second inning. They're trailing the ball game by a score of 1-0. As Silos comes to the plate, and we'll take a pitch outside for a ball here. One ball and no strikes to Silos. He's a 257 hitter now for North Platte First Nationals. He backs out of the right-hand batter's box. Now digs back in. Runner at first base is Nakuda as he takes his lead down there. Foot looks that way. Looks at third base. Offers one to the plate. It's going to be fouled away on the first base side. And they count now one ball and one strike to Marcus Silos. Silos again with a batting average of 252 in the season. He's got 31 base hits and 123 trips to the plate. One double. He's got no home runs, 23 RBIs so far in the season. A chance to drive one home right here with a base hit. There's a throw to first base, not in time. Diving back in there with a right-handed tag to the bag is going to be Levi Nakuda for North Platte. Nakuda has not attempted a stolen base down there. The guy down there at first base, there he goes now, though. The pitch is inside to throw down there by Asher. It's going to be in plenty of time. They've got him. Nice throw by Brooks Asher. And by a couple of steps down there at second base, so he is thrown out. Levi Nakuda attempting to steal second base is thrown out by Brooks Asher. Now there's two outs here in the inning. A great throw there by Asher right on the money. Tag is applied, and Nakuda was out by a couple of steps down there. Staying at third base is Alex Harms. Marcus Silos now has a count of two balls and one strike here at the plate. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be popped up. Popped up behind the plate. Brooks Asher comes over, makes the catch, and Hastings gets out of the inning. Marcus Silos, he fouls back to the catcher to end the inning. So Brooks Asher makes the throw down to second base to catch Levi Nakuda attempting to steal. Then grabs the ball and a foul out here behind the plate from Marcus Silos, and Hastings gets out of the inning. North Platte, they score no runs, one base hit, no errors, and actually one error on Hastings in that inning, and one man left on base. We go to the third inning with a score. Hastings 1, North Platte nothing.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents.
And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Wood back here at Bill Wood Field in North Platte. The A7 elimination ball game here tonight. Hastings has got the lead over North Platte by a score of 1-0 on a hot and steamy afternoon. 99 degrees at game time here today with winds out of the south at about 6 miles per hour. Not much of a breeze whatsoever, and it's a hot one here today. Hastings trying to survive this elimination ball game. They qualified for the state tournament that gets on their way on Saturday in either Omaha or Grand Island. If Hastings can win here, they would play at least one game tomorrow against Kearney Runza. And the team that wins here tonight would have to beat Kearney twice in order to win the area championship. Kearney, the only undefeated team left here in the area tournament. So we have Brock Dreher and Jamison Cockrell and Alex Panganiban, top three guys in the batting order here for Hastings 5 Points Bank as they face Dalton Flughop, who stays out there for North Platte to throw the third inning. The next pitch is going to be down low in the dirt there by Flughop. He's working from the full windup. Next pitch comes in there for a strike. Right down Broadway there. Brock Dreher watches it go back into the glove of Marcus Silos. Dreher went off the ball game for Hastings with a double down the right field line. On the first pitch that he saw, he knocks this one toward third, and it's going to be in foul territory. Nice grab there by Hastings head coach Russ Kindig in the third base coaching box. The juniors tournament going on tonight in Hastings in the elimination ball game. Kearney is playing North Platte. The winner plays Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes for the championship tomorrow. Next pitch is going to be lifted. It goes to right field. It's going to be in foul territory, and unable to make the catch out there is Alec Westland. Westland makes a diving attempt out there in foul territory, but can't come up with it. So it's going to be a long strike there on Brock Dreher. The count goes to one ball and two strikes to Dreher. He started the day with a batting average of 301. Again, he had that double in the first inning of play. That was his third double of the 2014 season. Here comes the 1-2 pitch now. It's going to be hit toward third. It's going to be in foul territory, right behind the bag at third. Luke Volch grabbing that one, but it was in foul territory. So Dreher has got three doubles now to his credit. He's got two triples, no home runs, 14 RBIs. He has walked a team high 34 times so far this year and struck out 20. He hits that ball to right center field. It could be trouble, and it is. It gets down for a base hit. Dreher's on his way to second base. Here comes a throw in. It's in there, not in time. Brock Dreher with back-to-back doubles here in this ball game against North Platte. He hits that one in the gap in right center field. Finally chased down out there by Alec Westland, the right fielder. So Brock Dreher gets aboard again with a double to right center field. Nobody out here in the third. And that's going to bring up Jameson Cockrell next, the right fielder. Cockrell, he flew out to the shortstop his first time up there in inning number one. His batting average on the season is sitting at 301. So Cockrell now comes to the plate with a chance to do some damage here in the second. Actually, the third inning now for Hastings. We're in the top of the third. The pitch is going to be in there for a strike, nothing and one to Jameson Cockrell for Hastings. Cockrell, so far this year, has got 11 strikeouts. He's got 22 base on balls. Batting average at 301 for Jameson. He squares around the bunt and will take a strike there. It's no balls and two strikes now to Cockrell here in the third. Jameson has got 34 base hits and 113 trips to the plate coming in here. He's got three doubles, no home runs, 12 RBIs for Hastings, 5 points bank this summer. So no balls and two strikes to the batter for Hastings, Jameson Cockrell. Next pitch is a cold third strike in the outside corner, and he strikes him out. Strikeout number one in the ball game for Dalton Flughoff. He's also walked a man, so one strikeout, one walk so far in the first 2 1/3 innings. That brings up Alex Pangadiba next. He's the designated hitter. Pango has got a batting average of 321 so far this season. Pangadiba watches that pitch go down low, and it's maybe one ball and no strikes. Pango so far here during the area tournament, 5 out of 14 coming into the ball game today. He has scored 5 runs, 4 RBIs, 1 walk, and 1 strikeout. Ahead of the count here, 1 ball and no strikes. Here comes the next one. It's going to be down low for a ball. 2 balls and no strikes now to Alex Panganiban. Mason Spilnick would be next, and then Brooks Asher. Hastings trying to tack on a run here in the third. They scored 1 in the first inning. They've got the lead 1-0 over North Platte here in the elimination ball game. Next pitch comes inside and hits him. Hits him on the leg. Pango throws away the club into the first base dugout and hits down to first base. So Panganiban is hit by a pitch here in the third inning. Hastings now with runners on at first and second base and one man out. Mason Spilnick coming to the plate next. Spilnick had an RBI single back there in the first inning to drive home Brock Dreher. As Mason comes to the right-hand batter's box here, his batting average is sitting at 283 on the season. The pitch by Flughoff is going to be outside and down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. So Dalton Flughoff, who threw against Hastings earlier this season and gave up 13 base hits to Hastings, 5 points back, and to try his luck again here today. Next pitch is going to be hit again out toward the outfield. This time drifting back is going to be Westland, the right fielder. He makes the catch, and staying put at first and second base will be Panganiban and Dreher. So Mason Spilnick flies out to the right fielder, Alec Westland, here in the third. That's the second out of this inning, and they're going to bring up Brooks Asher next. Asher, he grounded out his first time up there. Asher now 5 out of 14 from the plate during this area tournament. He has scored 2 runs, 6 RBIs, 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts. Asher the other night against North Platte was 1 out of 3. Had 1 RBI, had 1 base on balls, he had 1 strikeout. That 6-5 loss to the North Platte First Nationals in the opening round of this tournament. First pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball. That's 1 ball and no strikes to Brooks Asher. Down there at first base is Panganiban. Down there at second base, Brock Greer. Hastings with a 1-0 lead here in the third. Next pitch by Fluke. Hop is hit towards short. Fielded there by Nakuda. He flips it to second base. Catches the force out in Panganiban. And the inning is over. The inning is over for Hastings. They score no runs on a base hit. No errors on North Platte. And 2 men left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning now with a score. Hastings 1, North Platte nothing.
I was actually born in this very hospital over 30 years ago. So Hastings has always held a very special spot for me. It's been a wonderful community to grow up in. And this hospital is so important to the community. And we as doctors and as patients are so lucky to have this hospital here. Many of the nurses know the patients already before they ever come up here. So it definitely has that small community feel. But the excellent care that patients receive here is second to none. And I think that that's very important to the good outcomes we see at this hospital. Patients often ask me, would you do this operation here for your family? And I always say, this is the first place that I would take my family. I'm Tyler Adam, OBGYN physician.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Billwood Field in North Platte. Hastings with a lead over North Platte First Nationals. A score of 1-0 as we move to the bottom of the third inning. The juniors tournament being held in Hastings this week, and Kearney and North Platte are playing in the elimination game tonight. Kearney has got a 7-0 lead over North Platte after just 2 innings. Kearney scores 5 runs in the first inning on 4 hits and 4 errors from North Platte. So after 2 innings in the juniors ball game at Duncan Field, Kearney with a lead over North Platte by a score of 7-0. The winner of that ball game moves on to the area championship ball game tomorrow night against Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes. They would have to beat JIH twice tomorrow in order to win the area championship, as Hastings is the only undefeated team left in that tournament. So here comes the First Nationals from North Platte up to the plate here for the third time here today. Jace Barker is going to come to the plate. He's the number 9 hitter. And then we'll see the top of the order again. And Alec Westland and also Jack Kinney throwing out there for Hastings 5 points Bank is Jared Foote. He got the start here today. His record is at 3 wins and 2 losses on the season. And the pitch is going to be in there for a strike. And the count now to Jace Barker is sitting at 1 ball and 1 strike. He's the designated hitter here today for North Platte. Next pitch comes inside and beams him. And now Barker is down. I think he hit him right on the elbow, and he is down here in the right-hand batter's box. So Barker goes down. He's hit by a pitch. If he's able to continue, he'll down to the bag at first. Barker is hit right on the elbow, I think, by the pitch there by Jared Foote. So Jace Barker is down here in the right-hand batter's box, and they're calling out the training staff. Barker being hit by a pitch here in the third inning of play. You're listening to American Legion Baseball today here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. That is the 7th time this year that Barker has been hit by a pitch, and that one obviously stung as it hit him right in the elbow. Now they're going to take a look at that left elbow as the training staff comes out there for North Platte First Nationals. Hastings with a run in the first inning. They got a double run off of the bat by Brock Dreher. He was driven home by Mason Spolnick later on in the inning. Hastings has had base runners in the second and the third innings, but have not scored. North Platte, they had a base runner in the first, did not score. They had a base runner in the second and did not score. And now they're going to have a base runner here in the third when we're able to continue, as Chase Barker, the designated hitter, is still down in the right-hand batter's box after being hit by a pitch from Jared Foote. Hastings so far with 1 run on 3 base hits. They've committed 1 error in the ballgame. North Platte with no runs and 2 hits and no errors. We've got an injury timeout. We'll take a break. We're in the third inning of play. Hastings has got the lead. It's Hastings 5 points Bank 1, North Platte nothing.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
So Parker, he is all right. He hits down to the bag at first base. The next batter is Alec Westland, and he singles over the head of third baseman Mason Strelnick in left field. And now bobbling the ball out there is Valentine, and taking third base on the play is going to be Parker. Alec Westland, he singles to left field, and then Valentine had some problems with it down there. Out in left field, they're going to chalk up an error and a single. Alec Westland here on this particular plate appearance. Westland ends up at second base on the play. Barker is on at third base, so Barker, after being hit by a pitch, he shakes it off, and it ends up at third base. And North Platte has got something going now here in the third inning. They've got runners on at second and third base and nobody else. A hit batter, a single, and an error. Now Jack Kinney comes up there next. For North Platte, Kenny, he singled his first time up there in inning number one. So now for the first time tonight, Jared Foote is running into some problems here in the third inning. Kenny is waiting on the pitch in the right-hand batter's box. Foote working from the stretch. Gets his sign from Asher, and here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be a breaking pitch. It's going to miss inside, and the count goes to one ball and one strike. Jack Kenny the other night for North Platte, he was 1-for-6. Against Hastings in that 6-5 win. Next pitch is going to be outside for another ball. And it is now 2-1 officially. 2-1 the count to Jack Kinney. Starts the day with a batting average of .373 for North Platte. 53 base hits and 142 trips to the plate. Bouncing ball, Spilnick at third. Bobbles the ball, running loose in the infield. Now throw it to first base, down in time. Hastings committed 4 errors the other night against the North Platte and was unable to overcome a 6-5 decision, and Hastings has just committed their third error in this ball game, and we're just in the third inning. Mason Spilnick unable to handle that one at third base. So now the bases are loaded, and now the pitching coach for Hastings, Kevin Asher, is going to make his way onto the pitcher's mound here for Hastings Five Points Bank. It all started by beating Jace Barker on the elbow to start off the inning. Alec Westland then singles to left field, an error chalked up on Braden Valentine trying to scoop it up. Then an error chalked up here on Mason Spilnick to Jack Kinney. And now the bases are juiced in the third inning of play. Hastings out on top by a score of 1-0. And Luke Voltz, the number 3 hitter, is coming up there for North Platte First Nationals. Voltz, he fouled out to the first baseman back there in inning number 1. Voltz, a good hitter, though. He's at .386 in the season. Leads the team in base hits with 54. Leads the team in doubles with 14, leads the team in triples with 6, and leads the team in RBIs with 43. So Luke Voltz at the plate here for North Platte First Nationals. His batting average also is the best on the team at .386. Bases are loaded. Hastings playing with the infield in with nobody out here in the inning. And the first pitch is going to be in there for a strike on Luke Voltz. Jared Foote gets ahead on the count of 1-0. He's working from the stretch here. Foote looking toward third, offers one to the plate. That's going to be outside for a ball, and a good stop there by Asher behind the plate. Asher snags that one and didn't come up with the mask to locate the ball down there. It was just to his right-hand side here. Runners stay put. They're loaded up here in the third inning for North Platte First Nationals. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 1-0. Jared Foote trying to wiggle out of a jam here. Foote delivers to the plate. That's going to be down low in the gun. The ball is going to be blocked from going back to the screen by Asher. That one ricochets off of his chest protector after hitting in front of the plate. Now the count is sitting at 2-1, 2-1 to Luke Voltz. He has walked 23 times so far this season. He has struck out 12 times. Here comes the 2-1 pitch now from Foote. The ball's hit on the ground towards short. That gets through there for a base hit. One run is going to score. It gets by Valentine. The second one is going to come to the plate. Here comes the third one to the plate. Pulling up at second base for the double is Luke Voltz. A three-run double there by Luke Voltz. It slides through the infield. Hastings had the infield pulled in there, and that ball got by Sam Reimer. And for some reason, Valentine had problems with it again out there in left field. Kind of bubbles the ball around, and tell you what, North Platte, they had no problem scoring three runs there. Three runs come in to score for the Platters, and they've now got the lead. It is now a 3-1 ball game over Hastings as three runs come in to score here for North Platte First National. Down there at second base is going to be Luke Voltz, a three-run double. This is Darian Alberry to the plate next. He takes a whack at this one. He's behind the count now. And he's even up at 1-1. Alberry is the guy who threw the other night against Hastings and picked up the 6-5 win. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. Down there at second base is Luke Voltz. Three runs are in here for North Platte. Darian Alberry has now got a count of 2-1 here at the plate. Voltz takes his lead at second. Foote looks that way. Offers one to the plate. That ball is going to be hit hard to right field. On his horse is Dreher. Dreher is going to back up and makes the catch. Tagging up at second base and moving over to third on the play is going to be Luke Voltz. So Darian Alberry, he flies out to center field. Moves the base runner along to third base on the play. And that's going to bring up Drew Callahan next. Callahan, he was a tough out the other night for Hastings. He was 3 out of 5 from the plate, scored one run. Actually, it was 4 out of 5 from the plate and scored one run. He had 2 RBIs in that contest against Hastings and struck out once. Did not walk. He stands in there on the right-hand side. He's 6'7". That's the Hastings College basketball recruit. This guy led Class A in rebounding this year in basketball. Now playing summer baseball ball here for the North Platte First National Legion team before heading off to Hastings College this fall. He takes a whack here and fouls it back to the screen. And the count goes to 0-1 to Drew Callahan. Batting average on the year is sitting at .326. Callahan has got 43 base hits and 132 trips to the plate. He's got a couple of home runs this year. 31 RBIs. He takes a fastball there for a strike in the outside corner. Nothing in two. North Platte with three runs in here in the third inning. This one is scheduled for 9 here tonight. North Platte now with the lead 3-1. Next pitch is swung on and missed. The catcher drops the third strike. Asher throws it down to first base in time to record the out and to complete the strikeout. Second and third base on the play is going to be Luke Voltz. That's going to be strikeout number 1 in the ball game for Jared Foote. He's a hitter batter here in the contest. Has not yet walked a man. But Hastings already with 3 errors here in the first 3 innings of play. Alex Harms comes to the plate next. He's a center fielder. Harms had a single his last time up there in inning number 2. He takes a whack here and fouls it away on the first base side out of play. Nothing in 1. Alex Harms so far this season, 23 out of 87 from the plate. He's got a couple of doubles. He's got a home run, 19 RBIs, 24 base on balls, and 12 strikeouts. He hits that one left side, charging Spilnick. He grabs it, goes to first base. That's going to be scooped up over there by Zach Merrill to record the out. Again, a low throw from Mason Spilnick at third base. It's picked out of the dirt there by Zach Merrill to record the out. But North Platte does some damage here in the third inning of play as they score 3 runs here in the third on a total of 2 base hits. There was 2 errors on Hastings, and they had 1 man left on base. We go to the Top of the fourth inning now with a score. North Platte 3, Hastings 1.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Connie Post 52 leading North Platte 7-0 after two innings in the juniors tournament down at Duncan Field in Hastings. The winner moves on to play Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes tomorrow at 5:30 for the area championship and the right to move on to the state tournament this weekend. Again, here in the elimination ball game on the senior side, Hastings had a 1-0 lead. North Platte comes back with three runs here in the third, and now they lead Hastings by a score 3-1 as we move to the top half of the fourth inning. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight. Zach Merrill, Ryan Kern, Braden Valentine coming up here for Hastings here in the fourth. One of those guys get aboard. We'll see Sam Reimer. Staying out there for North Platte is a Dalton Flughop. So far, he has given up one run and three base hits to Hastings 5 points back, and he throws a strike here to Zach Merrill. No balls and one strike. Flughop has got a strikeout. That was back in the third inning. He has hit a man, and he has walked a man so far in this contest. He throws another one to the plate. That's going to be outside for a ball, and it's now one ball and one strike to Zach Merrill. Merrill had a base on balls back there in inning number two. Merrill for the tournament so far, just 1 out of 10. He's got 4 RBIs, though. Next pitch is going to be down low for another ball. And now Zach Merrill is looking at a count of 2 balls and 1 strike here to begin the fourth inning. Hastings has had their leadoff man on in each inning so far. Here comes the next pitch. It's a fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings beat the West Coast Zephyrs yesterday, the number one seed in the tournament, 14-5. This North Platte team absolutely destroyed by Kearney Runza, losing 25-3 yesterday in the winner's bracket game. There's a swing and a miss, and Merrill goes down on strikes. Zach Merrill strikes out in the ball game. That's going to be strikeout number 2 for Dalton Flughop. And that's going to bring up Ryan Kern next. Hastings has done a great job at the plate since Friday night. And the 2 ball games since then, 29 runs scored, 23 base hits in the contest against Lexington and the West Coast Zephyrs yesterday. So far, Hastings with 3 base hits here in this one. Merrill goes back to the first base dugout after being struck out here in the contest. There's the ball. It's going to be fouled in the third base side, out of play. And Ryan Kern falls behind the count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kern, he laid down a sacrifice back during inning number 2. He's 4-for-11 in the first 3 ball games, 3 runs scored, 1 RBI and 2 walks. He takes a strike here, and now he's behind in the count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Ryan Kern has fallen behind the pitcher. Dalton Flughop here in inning number 4 is Flughop. Works in for the sign. He works in the stretch. Throws under the plate. Swung out and missed. He strikes out. Strikeouts 2 and 3 in the ball game now for Dalton Flughop. And that's going to bring up Braden Valentine next for Hastings. Valentine, he grounded out his first time up there. He's got a batting average of .351 in the season. Leads the team as far as batting average is concerned. He's 27 out of 77 from the plate. Flughop again working for the stretch. Nobody on the base pads. Throws one to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1 ball and 0 strikes now to Braden Valentine. Valentine, 27 base hits and 77 trips to the plate. 9 base on balls and 18 strikeouts. Valentine in the right-hand batter's box waving the bat. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. And it is now 2 balls and 0 strikes. So 2-0 the count to Braden Valentine. Sam Reimer would be next. Hastings with 2 men out. We're in the top half of the fourth inning here tonight at Billwood Field in North Platte. Here comes the next pitch. Swung on and missed. Has out two balls and one strike. 2-1 to count here to Braden Valentine for Hastings. Carney now leading North Platte 7-5 after 2.5 innings in the juniors ball game back at Duncan Field. There's a ground ball toward third. It's going to be in foul territory. So Carney jumps out to the 7-0 lead. North Platte coming back with 5 runs in the third inning, and now they've made that thing a ball game in the elimination ball game of the juniors tournament. Carney posts 52-7 and the North Platte 5. They're in the bottom half of the third inning back at Duncan Field in Hastings. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away on the first base side. And the count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's 2 men out for Hastings here in inning number 4 here tonight. 99 degrees at game time here tonight in North Platte. Just a few high clouds out there this afternoon, early this evening, with winds blowing out of the south at about 6 to 10 miles per hour. There's the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. That one just misses. And the count now is 4-3 balls and 2 strikes to Braden Valentine, batting in the number 8 position here this afternoon for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Dalton Flughoff, he has struck out the first 2 guys he has seen in the fourth. And now he strikes out his 3rd guy. He strikes out the side as Valentine is caught looking. A pitch right on the outside corner. So 3 strikeouts here in the fourth inning for Dalton Flughoff. He's now got 4 for the ball game. Hastings scores no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning with a score, North Platte 3, Hastings 1.
In a world where summer thirst runs rampant, a new type of refreshment is looking to rule. Something new, something big, something real big. From the creators of Pepsi, the biggest thing to hit summer since the sun, it's Pepsi made with real sugar. Prepare to experience explosions of taste, daring acts of refreshment, and more flavor than one summer can handle. With amazing made with real sugar performances from Pepsi, wild cherry, and vanilla flavors. Plus, chilling performances by frosted glasses and ice cubes. This summer, refreshment has a new address. And it's closer than you think. Make it a real big summer with 3 new flavors of Pepsi made with real sugar. It's the only summer blockbuster guaranteed to leave you satisfied. Pepsi, live for now.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here in North Platte. Hastings playing their 3rd elimination game of the area tournament here this weekend. They got North Platte First Nationals here tonight, and they're trailing in the ball game by a score of 3-1. North Platte coming to bat here in the bottom half of the fourth. Levi Nakuda, also Marcus Silos, and Jace Barker scheduled up there for North Platte. Jared Foote stays out there for Hastings 5 Points Bank. He'll throw here in inning number 4. He's got up 3 runs and 4 base hits so far to the North Platte First Nationals as he throws a pitch outside for a ball here. 1-0 the count. So far, Foote has struck out 1. He has hit 1 man, and he has no walks so far through 3 innings. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. It's now 2 balls and 1 strike to Levi Nakuda. Here comes the next pitch. It's a fastball. That's going to miss just outside, and it's now 3 balls and 0 strikes. So 3-0 the count to Nakuda. He's got a .071 batting average. He reached on an error his first time up there. There's a fastball there for a strike right down the pipe. And the count goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. Nakuda is in the right-hand batter's box. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for another strike. Same spot, so 3 straight balls to start off this plate appearance, and now 2 strikes. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. It's going to be popped up, and it's going to get out of play on the first base side. American Legion Baseball tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Here comes the 3-2 pitch again from Jared Foote. It's down low and he walks him. A baseline ball is given up there by Foote. So the Wonka guy's got a .071 batting average as Nakuda heads down to the bag at first base. And that's going to be the first walk of the ball game given up now by Jared Foote. Marcus Silos will come to the plate next. He's the catcher for North Platte. He fouled back to the catcher back during inning number 2, so he's 0-1 tonight. Silo started the day with a batting average of .252. So now a man on is at first base. Zach Merrill will hold him on defensively. Racing's 5 points back. Here comes the pitch to the play. It's going to be down low. The ball gets away from Asher. Running down to second base on the play is going to be Nakuda. So a pass ball on Brooks Asher. The ball was down low there. And now what do we have? The ball got into the dugout over here on the first base side. And the plate umpire is going to go out and have a conversation with the base umpire. The man is on at second base. That's Nakuda as he took off as the ball went trickling to the near side and went into the dugout here. That's occupied by North Platte. And that's going to be, it's going to hold up. And now Russ Kindig is going to come out of the Hastings dugout to get an explanation. I don't think it would have made any difference if Brooks would have got to the ball over here on the near side because Levi Nakuda was well on his way toward second base. Actually didn't have a chance because the ball got into the dugout, but I think the umpire's going to agree that he would have gotten there anyway. And the play is going to stand. A pass ball there on Brooks Asher. And moving down to second base on the play is going to be Nakuda. And the count here on Marcus Silos is going to be at no balls and one strike. So 0-1 to Silos. He's the number 8 hitter in the batting order. 3-1 is the score. North Platte out on top of Hastings here in the elimination ball game of the Area 7 tournament here at Billwood Field in North Platte. Waiting on the pitch is Silos. Coming center of the mound is going to be Jared Foote. Checks the runner at second base. Charging at first base is Merrill. There's a bunt laid down. Spilnick at third base has got it. He goes over to first. That's going to be in time, but the sacrifice works. They move a base runner along to third base. So the sacrifice works. They ground out to the third baseman, Mason Spilnick. That's the first out of the fourth inning now. And now Barker is going to come up there next. This is Jace Barker. He's the guy who got hit on the elbow with a pitch back there in the third inning that held up play momentarily. Barker stayed in there and then eventually came around to score one of the three runs there in the third. He comes up there for the second time here tonight, batting in the number 9 position. Average on the year at .255. He watches that breaking pitch come across the plate for a strike. And that's now no balls and one strike to Jace Barker for the First Nationals of North Platte here tonight. Barker batting in the right-hand batter's box, number 9 position here for North Platte. He's 27 out of 106 from the plate this year for North Platte. Jared Foote comes set. There's a bunt that's going to be popped up behind the plate. Asher comes over near the screen, and he can't get there. Asher cannot make the play on the ball. Comes over near the screen over here, and Asher couldn't get over here. So Barker fouls away the attempted bunt. It would have been close to a double play if Brooks could have got over here because the runner was coming down the line at third base, Levi Nakuda. He was about halfway down the line, heading home, trying to score the fourth run. So here's Jace Barker. He's now got a count of no balls and two strikes here at the plate, 0-2, with a man on at third base. That's Nakuda. Foote comes set again. Looks at the runner at third base, offers one to the plate. There's the ball. It's going to be popped up out in the outfield. Here comes Dreher coming on. Going back is the shortstop, Reimer, and he makes the catch. And the runner's going to stay at third base. Out in shallow left field, it drew a lot of traffic there. Valentine, Reimer, Dreher also going back. And Sam Reimer makes the catch on the ball in shallow left field to record the outs. Now there's two men out. Man is still on at third base, and that's going to bring up the top of the order now. And Alec Westland. Westland grounded out his first time up there, recorded a single, scored a run in the third inning of play. So Westland comes up there for the third time here today and is going to take a pitch inside for a strike. No balls and one strike to Westland. He started the day with a batting average of .262. He was 1-for-6 against Hastings on Friday night with an RBI. Struck out one time. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Actually fouled tap back to the screen. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. So nothing in two. North Platte had a base runner at third base in the second inning and did not score. They scored the three runs in the third. Now they got a base runner again at third base. And an 0-2 count here to Alec Westland, the leadoff hitter in the batting order. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be up high. And the count is one ball and two strikes to Alec Westland. So Westland is hanging in there. The right-hand batter's box here for North Platte. waiting on the pitch again. Foot looking toward third. Breaking pitch is going to be hit to right field. That's going to get down for a base hit. A run is going to score. Picked up out there and returned to the infield. A RBI single by Alec Westland. He singles to a right center field. That drives home Nakuda from third base. And now it's a 4-1 ball game. North Platte has got the lead over Hastings. Westland is aboard at first base. On an 0-2 pitch, Alec Westland sends that one to a right center field. Drives home a run here for North Platte. And now it's a 4-1 ball game. There's a throw to first base. That's not in time. Westland is back in there. In the First Nationals from North Platte, 116 stolen bases so far this year. Westland, he leads the team with 24. There's a ball hit right to the third baseman. Spilinick, he grabs it on the line drive. Jack Kenny on the first pitch lines out to the third baseman, Mason Spilinick. That is the third out of the fourth inning for the North Platte First Nationals. But North Platte, they score another run here in the inning. One run on one base hit. No errors on Hastings and one man left on base. We go to the top of the fifth inning with a score, North Platte 4, Hastings 1.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. North Platte has got the lead over Hastings. The score is 4-1. Winner of the Area 7 tournament will head to the Class A state tournament beginning Saturday in Grand Island. The runner-up here in the area tournament will head for the state tournament at Omaha South. Class A again holding a couple of state tournaments, and then they'll face off against each other the following week. So all Hastings has got to do to qualify for the state tournament is win this ball game, and then worry about Kearney Runza tomorrow. Kearney Runza waiting for the winner of this contest tomorrow for the championship. Kearney, the only undefeated team left here in the tournament. There's a ground ball towards short. Nakuda has got it for North Platte. Throws it to first base. That's in time to retire Sam Reimer. So Sam Reimer is retired into the play to lead off the fifth inning. Shortstop to first. That's going to bring up Brock Dreher next. Dreher, he's got a couple of doubles so far tonight. He got a double to lead off the ball game and then came around to score the run for Hastings. Later on, the base hit by Mason Spilinick. He came up there in the third inning and doubled again, this time to right center field. And now he comes up there for the third time here in inning number 5. And he's going to take a fastball there. Right down the pipe for a strike. Nothing in one to Brock Dreher. He started the day with a batting average of .301. For Hastings, 5 points back. Dreher, 2 out of 7 in the first 3 ball games for Hastings here in the area tournament. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike in the inside corner. He was hit in the head in his first plate appearance against Lexington on Saturday. And then had some effects from taking a shot there and did not play after the first inning. So he's had just 7 plate appearances in the first 3 ball games here at the area tournament. He fouls away this next pitch back to the screen. And the count goes to no balls and 2 strikes to Brock Dreher. 4 runs, 5 base hits, no errors for North Platte. 1 run and 3 hits and 3 errors for Hastings. Hastings committed 4 errors in the ball game on Friday against North Platte and lost 6-5. Here's the next pitch. A cold third strike in the inside corner and Brock Dreher goes down. Strikeout number 5 in the ball game for Dalton Flugkopf. He struck out the side in inning number 4 here tonight. So he got 5 strikeouts for the ball game, and now Jameson Cockrell comes up there next. So Flugkopf, who saw Hastings earlier this season, and Hastings hit him pretty good. 13 hits. He had 3 walks and only 3 strikeouts in 7 innings against Hastings and a 6-1 loss. Hastings 5 points back has come on strong here for North Platte First Nationals here in this ball game as he pitches in the fifth inning. This is Jameson Cockrell up there next. Cockrell is 0 for 2. He's flown out to the shortstop, and he has struck out in the ball game. So he's 0 for 2 today. Whacks that one. It's going to be in foul territory, third base side. And the count is at 1-1 now to Jameson Cockrell for Hastings as he bats here in the fifth inning of play. Cockrell has got 34 base hits and 113 trips to the plate for Hastings. No home runs and 12 RBIs. He has walked 22 times, and he has struck out 11 times. Next pitch is going to be a fastball outside, and it is now 2-1. 2-1 to count to Jameson Cockrell. Two men out here in the fifth. If Jameson can get aboard, we'll see Alex Panganiban. He's standing in the on-deck circle here for Hastings. Next pitch is swung on toward third, right by the third baseman, Volts. That's into left field. Darian Alberry picks it up, and that's going to be a single there for Jameson Cockrell for Hastings. He singles down the line right by the third baseman, Luke Volts. So a base hit for Hastings. That's their fourth of the ball game. And that brings up Alex Panganiban next. Panganiban is the designated hitter in the ball game here tonight. He's flown out to right field, and he's been hit by a pitch. Pango comes up there for the third time here tonight. Batting average on the season is at .321. Man is on at first base. That is Jameson Cockrell. Flughop looks that way. Offers one to the plate. Changeup is going to be in there for a strike in the inside corner. Nothing and one to Alex Panganiban. Coming into the ball game, Pango in the area tournament, 5 out of 14. He has scored 5 runs, 4 RBIs, 1 walk, and 1 strikeout in the 3 games that Hastings has played thus far. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. And it is now 1-1 to Alex Panganiban. Batting here in the fifth inning with Hastings trailing in the contest by a score of 4-1. 14 base on balls for Alex. 13 strikeouts this year. Digs back in here on the right-hand side. Here comes the next pitch. A check swing. It's going to be down low for a ball. Did not go around with it. So the count goes to 2-1 to Alex Panganiban. The winner moves on to face Kearney Runza tomorrow in the championship ball game. Gets underway at 4. The if-necessary game will be at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. The winner here would have to beat Kearney twice in order to win the area championship tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. Next pitch is swung on, hit toward left field, a hard hit ball, giving chase, and that one is going to be out of here, a home run. Alex Panganiban hits the second home run of the area tournament for Hastings. Valentine connected on a round tripper yesterday. Alex Panganiban gets Hastings back into the ball game with a two-run home run over the fence at 360 feet away, and Hastings back into the ball game. It's 4-3 on a two-run homer there by Alex Panganiban. That's the way to do it. Momentum back on the side of Hastings, and Alex Panganiban gives Hastings a little line fear in the fifth inning. Two homers for Hastings during this area tournament. And for Panganiban, that's his first home run of the season. And Hastings back in the contest now, 4-3. That was the fifth base hit for Hastings here in this ballgame. Now Mason Spillett comes up there next for Hastings. He's going to take a look at a pitch down low for a ball. Kearney Runza, they hit a couple of home runs in the third inning by the same guy yesterday in that 25-3 win over this North Platte squad. There's a ball that's going to be hit back up through the middle. That's a base hit in the center field. Mason Spilnick, he singles to center. Gives it alive for Hastings here in the fifth inning. All this action with 2 outs here in the fifth. So Spilnick is aboard, and now Brooks Asher comes to the plate next. Asher is the catcher. He gets off the catching gear over there in the on-deck circle and now strolls to the plate. Asher so far is 0 for 2 out of this ball game. Asher now 5 out of 15 from the plate here during the area tournament. 2 runs scored, 6 RBIs, 1 walk, and a couple of strikeouts. He's grounded out twice here tonight. Man is on at first base. That's Spilnick. And here's the pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball up out of his crouch behind the plate with Silos looking down toward first base, but Spilnick is back in there. Mason taking his lead down there. It's a 4-3 ball game now. North Platte has got the lead over Hastings. Coming set on the mound is going to be Flughop. He's going to throw one to the plate. There's a ground ball toward third, foul territory. So the count now on Brooks Asher is sitting at 1-1. And the winner will get Kearney Runza tomorrow afternoon. 99 degrees at game time here today in North Platte. Just a slight breeze out of the south, blowing toward that left field corner. where Alex Panganiban just hit one out of the ballpark. There's a ball hit toward third, fielded there by Volts. His throw to first base is going to be in time. The inning is over. Brooks Asher grounds out for the third time here in this ballgame. But Hastings gets back into the contest and a two-run home run by Alex Panganiban. Hastings scores two runs here in the fifth on a total of three base hits. No errors on North Platte and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning now with a score, North Platte 4, Hastings 3.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the five-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Need new furniture or a mattress set for home? When other stores say no, Furniture Direct in Hastings says yes. Yes to no credit check financing. Yes to 90 days same as cash or take up to a year to pay. Yes to getting your new furniture or mattress today. And yes, it's easy to qualify. Remember, the number one answer is yes. Get approved today at Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
New pitcher here for Hastings. Alex Panganiban is going to come in throwing out for Hastings. It's a do or die for Hastings 5 Points Bank, so you don't have to worry about tomorrow unless you win here tonight. Pango was figured to maybe pitch in one of the two ball games against Kearney tomorrow, but Hastings needs to shut the door here in this elimination ball game with North Platte. So Panganiban will come on here in the fifth inning. Jared Foote, he went four innings tonight for Hastings. He gives up four runs, five base hits, one strikeout, and one walk. And now Panganiban comes out there for Hastings 5 Points Bank. He will throw the fifth inning. Panganiban has been the workhorse on the Hastings 5 Points Bank baseball team this year. 58 innings pitched. Pango 5-5 in the season. No saves. Out of those 58 innings, he has given up 71 base hits, 31 runs, 17 of those earned. 13 base on balls and 20 strikeouts. ERA 2.05 for Alex Panganiban as he comes in there now for Hastings 5 Points Bank. He's going to throw here to Luke Volts, who is 1-for-2 so far tonight. He had a three-run double his last time up there in the third inning, and he also popped out to the first baseman back in the first. So Alex Panganiban out there now for Hastings. There's a ground ball left side, and it's through there for a base hit. In the left field, right in between Spelnick and Reimer, the third baseman and the shortstop. So Luke Volts, he gets his second base hit in the ball game as he singles to left field. Now coming up there is going to be Darian Alberry. So Alberry, who was the winning pitcher the other night against Hastings, playing out in left field here tonight. He will come to the plate. There's a ball. It's going to be hit hard again. Same spot. Right in between the third baseman and the shortstop in the left field. So back-to-back singles here for North Platte off of Alex Panganiban. And North Platte's got runners at first and second base. So it's going to be Brooks Asher now going out to have a conversation. And now Kevin Asher is coming out, too, to talk with Pango after just two pitches and two hits. For the First Nationals off of Alex here in inning number 5. Panganiban, he threw the other night against the North Platte on Friday night. He threw 1 2/3 innings against the Platters, 37 pitches in that ball game. He gave up 4 hits and 3 runs, 2 of those earned. Didn't walk anybody and struck out 1. Panganiban, he has given up 2 base hits so far. North Platte now leading Kearney 11-7, 6 runs, 5 hits, and 2 errors. After a 3.5 innings, North Platte has come back after trailing 7-0 in the ballgame in that juniors elimination ballgame. Kearney has yielded the lead now to North Platte. The Platters leading in the juniors elimination ballgame by a score of 11-7. It is 4-3 here. North Platte leading Hastings. Callahan, he singles the left field. Around the bag at third, coming home is going to be Luke Volts. He is going to score 3 straight singles here off of Alex Panganiban in the fifth inning. Drew Callahan, he drives home a run, but that's a base hit. Volts comes around from second base to score. Albury, he ends up at second base. Drew Callahan, he gets a single to drive home a run. He stops at first base. So now North Platte has got a 5-3 lead over Hastings. Panganiban has given up three straight singles to begin this fifth inning of play after taking over for Jared Foote. There's Alex Harms to the plate next. He squares around the bunt and will take a strike. So Panganiban, who has been very good for Hastings 5 points bank all season long, getting the call here in the fifth inning to relieve Jared Foote. And not a good start for Pango. Three straight singles and a run scored by the North Platte First Nationals. Alex Harms now at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pango working from the stretch. There's a bunt. It's going to be popped up. It comes to the near side. Asher, he cannot make the catch. It goes off of his glove. Asher coming over toward the screen. He had it in his glove and it comes bouncing out of there. So it's going to be a foul ball. And now the count here to Alex Harms is sitting at no balls and two strikes. Hastings winning last night over the number one seed in the tournament, the West Coast Zephyrs, winning by a score of 14-5. North Platte, they were blasted by Kearney Runza yesterday in the winner's bracket game, 25-3. But they have come to play here in this elimination ball game. They got the lead over Hastings now 5-3. Here comes the next pitch by Panganiban. It's going to miss. Outside, one ball and two strikes now to Alex Harms. Runners are on at first and second base. Callahan's at first. Albury is down there at second. Next pitch to the plate, swung on and missed. And he strikes out for strikeout of the ball game by Panganiban. Now there's one man out for North Platte here in the fifth inning. That's going to bring up Levi Nakuda next. He's the shortstop. He's reached on an error, and he's reached on a base on balls and a score to run. All this from a guy that's got a batting average of .071. Takes a whack at that one. Right side. Kern has got it at second. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time, but the runners advance. Levi Nakuda is retired in the play from second to first. Heading down to third base in the play is Albury. Down at second base now is Drew Callahan. Coming up there next for North Platte is Marcus Silos. Silos is the catcher. He is 0-2 so far tonight. He's grounded out and he's popped one back to the catcher. Silos started the day with a batting average of .252. So North Platte with a run in. They've now got a 5-3 lead over Hastings. North Platte has out hit Hastings 8-6 in the ball game. Here comes the pitch by Panganiban. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count down to Marcus Silos. Silos the other night against Hastings, he was 2 out of 5 from the plate, scored a couple of runs. And he struck out once. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for another ball, and Pango has fallen behind at 2 balls and no strikes to Marcus Silos, who is batting here in the number 8 position for North Platte First National. Runner is on at second and third base. Here's the next pitch, a fastball that's going to miss outside. And now the count is at 3 balls and no strikes. 3-0 the count here to Marcus Silos. He's got 18 base on balls and 26 strikeouts so far this season. He's recorded 31 base hits. He's ahead on the count here at 3 balls and no strikes. Here comes the pitch by Panganiban. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. Now 3-1. Silos has got a double to his credit this year. No homers, but he's driven home 23 runs. He's ahead of the count here at 3 balls and 1 strike. Next pitch is down low for a ball, and he walks him. So Pango, that is self here in the fifth inning. Giving up 3 base hits, 1 run. He's got 1 strikeout, and now he walks his first man here. And now Jace Barker comes to the plate next. He's the designated hitter, batting in the number 9 position here tonight. He's been hit by a pitch, and he's popped one to the shortstop. He's 0-1, lays down a bunt down the first base side, and it's going to curve over into foul territory. The attempted bunt laid down there, that goes awry, and it's nothing and one to Barker. He's a .255 hitter for the Platters. Now he'll come back to the right-hand batter's box. Barker is 27 out of 106 from the plate this year. He is driven home. Total of 19 runs. He leads the team in walks, though, with 27. He's a little guy. That's in the right-hand batter's box. Here comes a pitch from Panganiban. It's going to be in there for a strike. And Pango ahead on the count now with no balls and 2 strikes. 1 run in for North Platte here in the fifth. They've now got a 5-3 lead over Hastings. Here comes the 0-2. That's going to be down low for a ball. signaling down to third base was Jace Barker. The stay put there. Down there at third base is Alberry. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. That's going to be just outside for a ball. Now the count has worked even again at 2 balls and 2 strikes. If Barker can get aboard, we'll see Alec Westland. That's the guy we really don't want to see. He's got a couple of base hits already in the ballgame. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the next pitch. Swung on. Missed. He strikes him out. So a couple of strikeouts here in inning number 5 for Alex Panganiban. But North Platte, they score 1 run here in the 5th inning. 1 run on 3 base hits. No errors on Hastings. And 3 men left on base. We go to the 6th inning now with a score. North Platte 5, Hastings 3.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through July 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of 4 select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport... done right.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hastings trying to stay alive here in the area tournament. They're playing their third elimination ball game here this weekend. And Hastings trailing North Platte by a score of 5-3 as we head to inning number 6. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight. Winner moves on to play Kearney Runza tomorrow for the area championship. And the right to move on to the state tournament. This is actually for a state tournament berth here because the top 2 teams in the area will move on to state. The winner of the area tournament this weekend moves on to the state tournament hosted by Grand Island on Saturday. And the runner-up here in the state area tournament will move on to the state tournament at Omaha South. So Zach Merrill will come to the plate to lead things off for Hastings here in the 6th. Hastings is going to have 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order. Merrill, Kern, and Valentine, and then Sam Reimer. If we can get something going here against Dalton Flughoff, who is still out there, the starting pitcher for North Platte. His first pitch here is going to be inside for a ball. 1-0 the count to Zach Merrill. Merrill has struck out once, and he has walked once so far in this ball game. Flughoff, again, working from the stretch with nobody on the base pads, throws into the plate. There's a ground ball left side. It gets through there for a base hit. By the shortstop, Levi Nakuda into left field. So Zach Merrill, he gets his second base hit of the area tournament as he singles to left field. Ryan Kern comes up there next. Kern laid down a sacrifice back there in the second inning of play, struck out in the 4th. So Ryan Kern with a .262 batting average will come to the plate down for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Hastings needing some base runners here. As we work through the middle innings of this 9-inning affair tonight in this elimination ball game. There's a big swing and a miss by Kern. Kern going for the fence there and came up with nothing. Ryan Kern behind the count at no balls and 1 strike. Taking a lead down there at first base is going to be Zach Merrill. Hastings has got 49 stolen bases in 59 attempts here this year. There's a bunt laid down by Kern, but it's going to be in foul territory and he falls behind at no balls and 2 strikes. Kern slaps the bat handle here as he backs out of the batter's box and takes a look at head coach Russ Kindig. Hands on his knees down here. Hastings looking for some base hits. They have had plenty the last 2 ball games. In fact, 23 of them and 29 runs scored. The pitch is outside to throw down to first base, not in time. So Kern takes the pitch outside. The count now 1-2. Silos immediately throws it down to Callahan, who applies the tag down there. And the first base. And now what do we have? I think they called a strike on that last pitch to Ryan Kern. And now Russ Kindig and Kevin Asher are both out to discuss things with the home plate umpire. Hastings did not get any breaks in the officiating the other night in this ball game against North Platte. That one appeared to be outside and low, but they called a strikeout there. So strikeout number 6 in the ball game for Dalton Flughoff. That's going to bring up a Braden Valentine next. So now there's one man out here in the 6th inning. So both coaches out there, Kevin Asher and also Russ Kindig, but neither one of them could get anything done there. A strikeout for Ryan Kern. Now Valentine comes up there and will take a pitch outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Valentine is 0-2 so far tonight. He's grounded out once and he has struck out once. There goes Merrill at first base. The ball's going to be hit by the third baseman. Bolts into left field. And Merrill's going to stop at second base. Braden Valentine gets a base hit here for Hastings. Hard hit ball right by the third baseman, Luke Volts, as it's picked up out there by Darian Alberry out in left field. And now Hastings has got base runners on at first and second base. North Platte has got the lead over Hastings here in the area tournament to score 5-3. These two teams played a seesaw battle on Friday night in a game eventually won by North Platte 6-5 in the bottom of the ninth inning. Here's Reimer now attempting to bunt, and he pulls it back and takes a pitch down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes now to Sam Reimer. He's a shortstop for Hastings. His batting average on the year is at .222. Reimer during this area tournament just 1 out of 10 from the plate. The number 9 position. Reimer waiting on the pitch as Flughoff is working from the stretch. Lays down a bunt down the third baseline. Could be trouble. Picked up by the third baseman. He goes to first base in time. Close play over there at first base as Reimer is retired into play from third to first. And now there's two men out, but Hastings has moved the base runners along to second and third base on the play. And now that's going to bring up Brock Dreher next. So Hastings is down by a couple of runs, and Brock Dreher, who is 2-for-3 at the plate tonight, will come up there for Hastings in the 6th inning of play. Dreher has doubled twice. He has scored a run, and he has struck out once. Dreher started the day with a batting average of .301. Big plate appearance now for the Hastings center fielder. Here comes a fastball in there. It's going to be up around the eyeballs outside the strike zone. And the count is at 1-0 to Brock Dreher. Hastings batting in the top of the 6th. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight. And North Platte with a 2-run lead. Here comes the next pitch. That ball is going to be hit into center field for a base hit. Merrill is going to score. Here comes the second runner to the plate. The ball is cut off to throw to the plate. Not in time. Brock Dreher, a 2-run single here in the 6th inning, and Hastings comes back to tie things up at 5 runs apiece. Ball hit right back up through the middle into center field. Arms picks it up and gets it back to the cutoff man here in the infield. The throw came to the plate, but nowhere close. Hastings scoring a couple of runs as both Merrill and Braden Valentine come in to score for Hastings 5 points bank, and we are tied up again at 5 runs apiece. Brock Dreher delivers up a big hit right there. Two doubles, a single, and a couple of RBIs. And now the pitching coach for North Platte is going to come out and make an appearance out there on the mound for the Platters, with the game now tied at 5 runs apiece here in the 6th inning. We'll see about the future of Dalton Flughoff out there for the North Platte First Nationals. So Brock Dreher, a big plate appearance there, a 2-run single back up through the middle. This ball game is now tied up at 5 runs apiece in the 6th inning as the conference continues on the mound. And now the home plate umpire is going to head out there and try to break up this thing and get back to play here. Baseball action here this afternoon on 1230 KHS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Flughoff is going to stay out there. Just as the home plate umpire got to the pitcher's mound, the conference broke up. So now we've got a runner at first base. That is Brock Dreher. Coming up there next for Hastings will be Jameson Cockrell. Cockrell, he has singled, and he has struck out once, and he has popped one back to the shortstop in his 3 plate appearances here tonight. Batting average on the season, .301. To start off the ball game, he comes up there now with Brock Dreher down there at first base. A throw over there first, it's not going to be in time. Hastings with 49 stolen bases so far this year. Brock Dreher, he leads the team in stolen bases with 10. He itches away from the bag right now at first base. Drew Callahan will hold him on defensively here for the North Platte First Nationals. Flughoff looking. Runner goes. Attempted bunt is going to be popped up, and it's going to be caught here by the catcher, Marcus Silos. So a bunt laid down by Jamison Cockrell that was popped up. And the inning is over for Hastings 5 points Bank, but Hastings comes up with two big runs in the sixth inning of play. Two runs on three base hits. No errors on North Platte, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning with a score, Hastings 5 and North Platte 5.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at 5 points Bank. The better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have 5 points Bank mobile capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get mobile capture, log into your 5 points Bank account. Then select mobile capture enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile capture from the banking technology leader, 5 points Bank.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Follow all your favorite teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Read stories and see action photos online anytime. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free.
1230 KHAS.
In the juniors tournament at Duncan Field tonight, North Platte is out on top of Kearney Post 52. The score is 11-8 after four innings. That one will go 7 tonight at Duncan, and the winner will move on to play Johnson Imperial Holmes tomorrow. They would have to beat Hastings twice in order to win the Area 7 Juniors Championship, but Kearney jumped out to a 7-0 lead over North Platte, and now North Platte has got the lead over Kearney. The score is 11-8 after four innings at Duncan Field in Hastings. We're tied up at 5 runs apiece here. Hastings scoring 2 runs in the top half of the sixth inning, and now let's see what we can do defensively here in this one. Alec Westland's going to come to the plate to lead things off here for North Platte. Jack Kinney will follow him, and then Luke Volts. Alex Panganiba now throwing for Hastings on in relief of Jared Foote. There's a ball that's going to be fouled down the right field side. It's going to get out of play. And the count now is going to be sitting at no balls and 2 strikes to Alec Westland. Westland, the leadoff hitter in the batting order. He has grounded out once. He has singled once, and he has singled again. He's got one RBI and he has scored a run. So Westland has done some damage in the ball game. He was 1-for-6 the other night when North Platte beat Hastings by a score of 6-5. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's now 1-2 to Westland as he bats here from the right-hand side. Bangin' even gets his sign from Asher. Next pitch on the way, fouled away. Again, first base side out of play. The count remains at 1-2 to Westland. Westland started the day with a batting average of .262. Where's number 12 in that dark blue uniform for North Platte here tonight? Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And it is now 2-2. North Platte scoring 3 runs in the third inning, 1 in the 4th, and 1 in the 5th. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for another ball down low. Hastings scoring a run in the first, 2 in the 5th, and 2 in the 6th. And we are tied up at 5 runs apiece. The winner gets Kearney Runza tomorrow afternoon. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's swung on, hit toward the outfield. Valentine has got a beat on it. Valentine drifts over toward the line, and he grabs the ball. So Westland is going to fly out to Braden Valentine out in left field. That's the first out of the sixth inning, and that's going to bring up Jack Kinney next, the second baseman. Kinney had a single in the first, reached on an error in the third, and scored a run. He lined out to Spilnick at third base in inning number 4. So he's officially 1-for-3 tonight. Batting average on the season is sitting at .373. Takes a whack at that one and a swing and a miss. Bango comes with some heat there. Kinney nowhere close to that one. No balls and 1 strike to Jack Kinney. Again, Pagan even gets his sign. Here comes the next pitch. Took something off of that one and he fouls it away. So he gets ahead of the count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jared Foote went the first 4 innings tonight. Pango came on in the 5th and gave up 3 straight singles. 1 run scored, and he kind of settled down. Had a couple of strikeouts. And a ground out to end the inning. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. And the count remains at no balls and two strikes here to the number two hitter in the batting order, Jack Kinney. Kinney so far this year has struck out 12 times. He has walked 16 times. Here comes the 0-2. It's going to be down low for a ball. Scooped up there by Asher behind the plate. One ball and two strikes. Ken Pagadeban was the scheduled to starter maybe tomorrow in one of the two games against Kearney. He's being forced into action here today. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Hastings doesn't win here. There will be no tomorrow. Here comes the next ball. It's going to be hit to Kern at second. Bobbles the ball. Picks it up. He goes to first. Not in time. Hanging even, trying to knock it down on the mound. Couldn't do it. It goes out to Kern at the second base, who bobbles the ball. And that was just enough time to get Jack Kinney across the bag. That is the fourth error on Hastings in the ballgame. They had four errors on Friday night, and they lost a 6-5 decision. Ryan Kern makes an error at second base. That gives North Platte a base runner here in the sixth inning. And now Luke Voltz comes up there next. Voltz, he popped one to the first baseman in foul territory in the first inning. Had a three-run double in the third inning of play, and then had a single his last time up there and scored a run in the fifth. Takes a cut of that one and a swing and a miss. No balls and one strike to Luke Voltz. He leads the team as far as batting average is concerned. He's at 386. Back and even now looking toward first base and diving back in there with no throw was Jack Kinney. Voltz leads the team in base hits. He's got 54 of them. No homers, 43 RBIs. Next pitch is going to be popped up deep left field. Going back Valentine, going back Valentine, and he makes the catch on the warning track. Just in front of the fence, it says 330 feet away. So a hard hit ball by Luke Voltz, but it's caught out there by Braden Valentine in deep left field. That is the second out of the inning. Man stays at first base. That is going to be Jack Kinney. And that's going to bring up Darian Alberry next. He is the left fielder. Alberry so far tonight has flown out to center field twice. He's got a single in his three plate appearances. He will step in there from the right-hand side, seeing Alex Pangadeban for the first time. The pitch is going to be down low. The ball gets away from Asher and down to second base on the play. It's going to be Jack Kinney. So Jack Kinney swipes second base. North Platte still with two men out here in the sixth inning. And Alberry is looking at a count of one ball and no strikes. Alberry leads the team in at-bats officially this year with 147. Been up there a lot. He's got 42 base hits. 1-0 the count to Alberry. Here comes the next pitch. In there for a strike on the outside corner. And the count, one ball and one strike now to Darian Alberry. He has struck out 14 times this year. He has walked 24 times. Next pitch by Pango. Hit towards center. Dreher comes on. Makes a diving catch out there in center field. That is two of them here in this ball game for Brock Dreher. Makes a diving attempt at the ball. Hangs on to it as he goes down to the turf to record the third out. Here in the sixth inning, Darian Alberry flies out to center field on a great catch by Brock Dreher. North Platte, they score no runs here in the sixth inning. On no hits, one error on Hastings, and one man left on base. We go to the seventh inning with a score, Hastings 5 and North Platte 5.
Summer is here, and Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney is your clothing destination. From modern fit to traditional, flat front to pleated trousers, Gary Michaels carries a broad selection of sizes from shorts to extra longs. Select a suit, dress shirt, and tie valued up to $550, now just $349. Don't miss this sale. New markdowns on summer sportswear, including shorts, polos, silk camp shirts, and tees. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings, and now open on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
...1230 KHAS.
American Legion Baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings 5 Points Bank in North Platte. playing here in the elimination ball game of the A7 area tournament at Billwood Field in North Platte. We're tied up at 5 runs apiece. North Platte beat Hastings Friday night in the opening round of this tournament, 6-5. Hastings has come back with 2 elimination game wins, 15-1 over Lexington, 14-5 over the West Coast Zephyrs. Meanwhile, Kearney knocked off this North Platte team yesterday by a score of 25-3 in the winner's bracket ball game. Now we're tied up at 5 runs apiece. Hastings batting in the 7th inning here tonight. This one's scheduled for 9. Panganiban, Spelnick, and Asher coming out here in the 7th inning. Then Merrill, if Hastings can get something going. Dalton Flughop stays out there for North Platte. There's a ball that's going to be lying down the left field side. It's going to be in foul territory. The count on Panganiban is now 1-1. So 1-1 the count here to Alex Panganiban, who started as the DH, and he's now on the mound in relief of Jared Foote, who left after 4 innings. Here comes the next pitch by Flughop that's going to miss. And the count is at 2-1. 2-1 the count to Alex Panganiban. Started the day with a batting average of .321. Pango here in the area tournament so far. For Hastings, 5 out of 14 in the first 3 ball games. 5 runs scored with 4 RBIs, a walk, and a strikeout. There's the next pitch. It's going to be a strike on the outside corner. 2-2. Hastings got to this pitcher, Dalton Flughop, during the regular season with 13 base hits in their 6-1 win back in the early part of June. But he has been tough on Hastings here tonight. There's some off-speed stuff that comes to the plate, and it hits Alex Panganiban. Alex just kind of stands there and takes one for the team. Took one off with the left thigh, and Panganiban heads down to first base in the play, being hit by a pitch by Flughop. So now coming into the play is going to be Mason Spelnick. Flughop has got 6 strikeouts so far in the ball game. He's got a couple of hit batters now. He's walked only one man, so he's done a good job tonight for North Platte. There's the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball, scooped up there by Silas behind the plate. So it's now no balls or 1 and no strikes to Mason Spelnick. He's got an RBI single in the ball game. He gave Hastings the lead back there in the first inning. He's blown out there to right field, and he's also got another single back in the fifth. He reaches out for that one and fouls it away and back to the screen. Runner is going on the pitch. That was Panganiban. So Mason just reaches out there. He goes after an outside pitch. Unfortunately, he just got a little piece of that one and fouls it back to the screen. So the count now on Spelnick is sitting at 1-1. Asher will be next, and then Zach Merrill. Dalton Flughop will work from the stretch here. Runner stays put at first base. The pitch comes in there. It's going to miss inside. And the count is at 2-1. The winner gets Kearney Runza tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. They'd have to beat Kearney twice tomorrow in order to win the Area 7 tournament. We're tied up at 5 runs apiece now here in the 7th inning. Next pitch is inside. The runner goes from first base to throw down there. The tag made. He's safe down there. Alex Panganiban gets around the tag at second base, so he's stolen base. That throw was right on the money by Marcus Silos. The tag was made down there, but for the second time tonight, a Hastings runner gets by the tag at second and gets in there with a stolen base. So now it's 3-1 here at the plate to Mason Spelnick, with Asher in the on-deck circle here for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Man on in scoring position. We're tied up at 5 runs apiece. Flughop working in for the sign again from Silas behind the plate. Long, hard look at second base. Offering to the plate. Fastball misses. Base on ball is given up there. So a walk and a hit batter in the 7th inning of play. Hastings has got something going now with 2 men on here in the 7th inning. And now the head coach for North Platte is going to stroll to the pitcher's mound here. And this might be all she wrote here for Dalton Flughop in inning number 7. He's asking for the baseball. We're going to have a pitching change coming up here for North Platte. So nobody out here in the 7th inning. Pitching change coming up. The score is Hastings 5 and North Platte 5.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport, done right.
1230 KHAS.
So the new pitcher for North Platte is going to be Jaden Cruz. Cruz has thrown 44 in a third inning so far for North Platte this year. His record is sitting at 4 wins and 2 losses. Out of those 44 innings, he has given up 48 hits and 38 runs, 29 of those earned, 38 base on balls, 49 strikeouts. ERA is sitting at 4.57. So it's a Dalton Flughoff exiting after 6 innings plus here. As Hastings has got base runners on now at the first and second base in the seventh inning. Down there at first base is Mason Spilnick. Alex Pangadiban is down there at second. They would be charged to Flughoff if they come home. Here's Asher to the plate now. He takes a pitch down at the knees for a strike as he was attempting to bunt. No balls and one strike down to Brooks Asher, a 260 hitter during the season here for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Asher's got 5 base hits so far here in the area tournaments. Waiting here in the right-hand batter's box. Again, he squares around the bunt, pulls it back. This time he takes the ball outside. That's 1 ball and 1 strike. Zach Merrill would be next, and then Ryan Kern. Hastings and North Platte tied up at 5 runs apiece. We're in the seventh inning of play here tonight at Billwood Field in North Platte. Here comes the next pitch way outside for a ball. And now Asher gets ahead on the count at 2 balls and 1 strike. These two teams have battled for several innings. They went 9 the other night. And it took them into the ninth inning before North Platte beat Hastings 6-5. 2 balls and 1 strike here to Asher. Next pitch is going to be down low for another ball. Asher again squaring around the bunt, but pulls her back. Now he's ahead on the count at 3 balls and 1 strike. Let's see if Russ Kindig gives him the green light here. Asher's been pretty hot so far here in the area tournaments. So 3-1 the count with nobody out. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a bunt laid down. Fielded there by the pitcher. He goes to first base, and that's going to be in time. But the sacrifice works. Runners move along to second and third base on the play. So Brooks gets the bunt laid down there. And now Zach Merrill comes to the plate next. So in a tie ball game, Hastings has now got runners on at second and third base here in the seventh inning. Zach Merrill comes up there next. He has walked, he has struck out, and he has singled. Merrill's got 2 base hits so far in this area tournament. He has scored a run here in this ball game. So Zach Merrill with a average of 287 will stroll to the plate next for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Runners are on at second and third base. Jordan Cruz delivers. Ball's going to hit the third. There's a throw to the plate, and he's in there safely. The throw came in there, a head first slide by Panganiban. And again, he slides under the tag by the catcher, Marcus Silos, and Hastings has got the lead. Zach Merrill taps one right to the third baseman, who comes home with the play. Marcus Silos tags out, or trying to tag out, Alex Panganiban. But Pango slides under the tag, and that gives Hastings the 6-5 advantage now. Runners are on at first and second base. Spelnick is at second base. Zach Merrill is on at first base here as Merrill drives one home for Hastings 5 Points Bank, and it's now a 6-5 ball game here in this elimination ball game. Ryan Kern comes up there next. So a great job by Panganiban getting under the tag as a throw came in to home plate. He slides in there safely. The pitch here to Ryan Kern is going to be down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. The tag made down there by Silos. North Platte fans thought they maybe had it out there, but that's not the case. Here's the pitch. Going to be way outside, and a good stop by Silos behind the plate this time. So the count to Ryan Kern is sitting at 2 balls and no strikes. Braden Valentine would be next, and then Sam Reimer. Hastings batting in the 7th inning here tonight. This one's scheduled for 9. Hastings has got the lead again, 6-5. Ryan Kern waiting on the pitch now from Jaden Cruz. It's on the way. There's a bouncing ball towards short. Nakuda has got it. Goes to second for one, and that's all they're going to get. They get the force out on Zach Merrill down there at the second base. Moving over to third on the play is going to be Mason Spilnick. Zach Merrill is retired into the play at second base for the second out. And that's going to bring up Braden Valentine next. So Hastings down with runners on at first and third base, but there's two men out now here in the seventh. As Valentine comes to the plate next, he had a single his last time up there. Scored a run, struck out once, and he's grounded out once here tonight. He had a home run yesterday in the ball game against the West Coast Zephyrs. Late in that ball game, the 14-5 win. He takes a look at a pitch there. It's going to be in there for a strike in the inside corner. That's nothing and one to Braden Valentine. Valentine starting the day with a batting average of .351. So Jaden Cruz is on in relief now. The starter, Dalton Flughop for the North Platte First Nationals. There's a throw down to second base. That's not going to be in time as Ryan Kern gets a stolen base there. So now Hastings has got runners at second and third base. The throw down there by Silos was a little bit short of the target there, as the second baseman is going to come up and handle that one and maybe throw out Mason Spilnick, who was going to try to sneak home. That was not the case. So Hastings got base runners now at second and third base in the count here at the plate of no balls and two strikes. Next pitch is a fastball that's going to be out wide for a ball. 1-2 the count down to Valentine. Sam Reimer would be next. Hastings with 6 runs and 6 hits. They've committed 4 errors in the field. 5 runs and 8 hits and 1 error for North Platte. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. That's going to be in there for a called third strike, and Valentine goes down for the second time on strikeouts here in this ballgame. That's the 7th strikeout of the contest. But check that. That's the 1st strikeout of the ballgame for Jaden Cruz and the 7th one for the pitching staff for North Platte. But Hastings comes up with a run here in the 7th inning. 1 run on no base hits. No errors on North Platte. And 2 men left on base. We go to the bottom of the 7th inning now with a score. Hastings 6, North Platte 5.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-buy your first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents.
And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
It's the elimination game of the Area 7 Seniors Tournament at Billwood Field in North Platte. If Hastings can hang on to the win here tonight, we'll play again tomorrow for the Area Championship against Kearney Runza. 4 o'clock will be the starting time tomorrow. 3:45 would be the pregame show. You're on 1230 KHAS, and Hastings will have to beat Kearney twice in order to win the Area Championship. But we got a long way to go here as we head to the bottom of the 7th inning. Drew Callahan is the first guy to come to the plate here for North Platte. And to count to him is it 1 ball and 1 strike to Drew Callahan. The number 5 hitter in the batting order for North Platte First Nationals here tonight. There's the next pitch by Pangani, but it's going to be down low for a ball. 2-1 the count. Drew Callahan, he flew out to center field. He has struck out once. He's got an RBI single. That was in the 5th inning of play. He wraps that one out to a left field, and that's going to fall for a base hit. It gets by Valentine. That one rolls to the wall. Callahan is at second base, and the big guy is going to stop right there. Drew Callahan leads off the seventh inning of play with a double to left field. The ball got by Braden Valentine out there and rolls all the way to the wall, but a double ruled there for Drew Callahan. And now North Platte First Nationals have got the tying run on the base pads at second. Alex Harms comes up there next. Harms is a center fielder. Harms had a single back in the second. He grounded out in the third, and he struck out in the fifth. He's one for three here tonight. Wears number nine in that dark blue uniform. Squares around the bunt, pulls it back, and will take a pitch outside for a ball. One and oh the count. So Drew Callahan is your base runner now at first base, or second base, leading off the seventh inning with a double down the line in left field. North Platte, after beating yesterday by Kearney 25-3, playing with a lot of heart here tonight. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for another ball. Two balls and no strikes. Winner of this ball game will automatically advance to the state tournament next weekend, either in Grand Island or Omaha. Two balls and no strikes here to Alex Harms. Squares around the bunt, bunts it out to Pangani, but he goes to third base. The throw is high, and everybody's going to be safe. The bunt was laid down pretty hard there. Panganiban grabs it, and he goes to third base, but the throw to Mason Spilnick was high. Mason leaves his feet to grab that one, and sliding in there under him was Drew Callahan. So Alex Harms gets aboard here. And now they got runners on at first and third base. Here in this seventh inning of play with nobody out. Levi Nakuda comes to the plate next. He is the shortstop. Reached on an error. He is grounded out once, and he has walked once. He has scored a run. Levi's got a batting average of .071 entering the ballgame here tonight. Runners on at first and third. Pitch down low by Panganiban for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Levi Nakuda. Marcus Silos would be next for North Platte. There is nobody out here in the seventh inning of play. Hanging even works in the stretch. There's the pitch to the plate. Is going to be popped up. Deep left field. Backing up Valentine. Backing up. He grabs the ball. Runner is going to tag at third base. And it's Callahan. The big guy with those long strides comes to the plate and scores to tie up this ball game. Levi Nakuda does his job. He flies out to deep left field. Drives home a run as Drew Callahan runs to the plate for the sixth run of the ball game for North Platte. And now we're tied up again at six runs apiece. Marcus Silos comes to the plate next. He is the catcher. He's fouled back to the catcher. That was back in inning number two. He's laid down a sacrifice. He's walked once. Runner on now at first base. And now Hastings appealing toward third base. They thought maybe Drew Callahan left early down there at the bag at third. The base umpire says no. So the run scores. It's a 6-6 ball game now here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Runner is on at first. That's Harms. The pitch to the plate is going to be hit to center field. Brock Dreher giving chase, and he grabs the ball out there on the run. Brock Dreher has had an outstanding area tournament. The man covers acres out there in the center field. Marcus Silos, he flies out to the center fielder for Hastings. Brock Dreher, who has made two outstanding catches in this ballgame. That one he catches on the run out in right center. So now there's two men out here in the seventh inning. Still the runner is on at first base. Hastings 6, North Platte 6. Here in the area tournament, elimination ball game. Barker comes to the plate next. He's number 9 in the batting order. He's the designated hitter. The pitch by Panganiban is going to be down low for a ball. Good stop there by Asher behind the plate. One ball, no strikes to Jace Barker. Batting average on the season is sitting at .255. Panganiban takes a stroll around the pitcher's mound. Now he climbs on top of the hill and looks in for the sign. From his catcher, Brooks Asher, comes set. Looks at the runner at first, throws into the plate, off-speed stuff that misses inside. And the count is at 2-0. 2-0 the count to Barker. Alec Westland, the right fielder, is due up there next. That's the top of the order for North Platte. Here comes the next pitch. Outside for a strike right on the outside corner. Barker was squaring around the bunt, pulls it back, but takes a strike outside. And it's now 2-1 with two men out here in the seventh. Angle again looks at first base. There's a bunt laid down right back to Panganiban. Easy playing at first. And it's going to be in time. And nearly threw that one away. There's a grab there by Zach Merrill, and the inning is over. But North Platte, they come back to a score here in the seventh inning of play. They score one run on one base hit. No errors on Hastings. One man left on base. We go to the eighth inning with a score. Hastings 6 and North Platte 6.
I was actually born in this very hospital over 30 years ago. So Hastings has always held a very special spot for me. It's been a wonderful community to grow up in. And this hospital is so important to the community. And we as doctors and as patients are so lucky to have this hospital here. Many of the nurses know the patients already before they ever come up here. So it definitely has that small community feel. But the excellent care that patients receive here is second to none. And I think that that's very important to the good outcomes we see at this hospital. Patients often ask me, would you do this operation here for your family? And I always say, this is the first place that I would take my family. I'm Tyler Adam, OBGYN physician.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
After six innings in the juniors elimination ball game at Duncan Field, it is North Platte out on top of Kearney Post 52. It is 12-9. Kearney had a 7-0 lead in that ball game, but North Platte has come back. They're the number one seed in the tournament. They now lead Kearney Post 52 12-9 after six innings at Duncan Field. In the Area 7 Seniors Tournament, the elimination ball game here at Billwood Field in North Platte. We're tied up at six runs apiece. Jaden Cruz comes back out now for North Platte. He's going to throw the eighth inning against Hastings. Sam Reimer will lead things off for the number nine hitter in the batting order, and he's going to take a pitch outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Reimer has grounded out three times here in the ball game, and Reimer for the tournament now is 1 out of 13 from the plate. Waiting on the pitch. The next one is going to be down low for another ball. Two balls and no strikes. The winner will get Kearney runs it tomorrow, and either one of these teams would have to beat Kearney twice in order to win the area championship and move on to the Class A state tournament in Grand Island. The runner-up will move on to the state tournament at Omaha South beginning on Saturday. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. Thus, this game here means a state tournament berth for either one of these two teams. Reimer's ahead on the count of three balls and no strikes. Here's the next pitch by Cruz. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike. Three balls and one strike now to Sam Reimer. The Hastings 5 Points Bank baseball team up on the top rung of the dugout down here in the first base side, dressed in their red and white uniforms here tonight. There's the next pitch going to be fouled away, and the count is at three balls and two strikes. A very confident bunch throughout the weekend, despite losing to North Platte on Friday. They still thought that they could battle back here in this tournament, had enough pitching, and so far so good. We're into the eighth inning here. This elimination ball game, we're tied up at six runs apiece. Here comes the 3-2 count. The ball is hit right to the third baseman. Volz picks it up. He goes to first. That's going to be in time. Good play there by Luke Volz at third base. Dives for the ball in the grassy portion of the infield and gets back on his feet. He gets it over to first baseman Drew Callahan to record the out. So there's one man out here in the eighth inning for Hastings. Now Brock Dreher comes to the plate next. Dreher has got three base hits and four attempts. A couple of doubles. He's got a two-run single. That was back in the sixth inning, and he struck out in the fifth. He also scored the first run of the ball game for Hastings 5 Points Bank. Dreher has done a great job here in this contest tonight. He whacks at that one, gets by the pitcher, heads out to second base. Kenny has got it to first in time. Brock Dreher is retiring the play from second to first. Remember, North Platte and Hastings were tied in the ninth inning of the first game on the Friday night. And North Platte came out of the bottom of the ninth to win the ball game over Hastings 6-5 with 2 outs. We could be heading that way again. We're tied up here in the eighth inning. Now it's 6 runs apiece. Jamison Cockrell comes up there next for Hastings. And he takes a pitch down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. Cockrell has struck out once. He's popped one to the shortstop once. He's got a single. He's fouled out to the catcher. He's also scored a run here in the ball game. Next pitch is a fastball up high for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. I mentioned Alex Panganiban. He's throwing here tonight for Hastings. He was expected to be a starter in one of the two ball games tomorrow against Kearney Runza if needed. But Pango getting the call here tonight. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. That's two balls and one strike. Carney has got plenty of pitching left, too. So they would be ready to go if they have to play two ball games tomorrow against either one of these two teams. Here comes the next pitch. It's a fastball. It's going to be in there on a strike on the inside corner. That's now three balls and one strike. We would expect to see a guy from Carney, Braden Eckout, who is a 6-3 on the season. He would probably pitch in one of the ball games tomorrow, probably the game one starter, I would imagine. There's a bouncing ball to short. It's bobbled, but he gets it over to first base in time. Just been a nick of time there. Levi Nakuda bobbles the ball at shortstop, but he throws it over to first base just in the nick of time. Hastings goes down in order here in the eighth inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning with a score, Hastings 6, North Platte 6.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the season for Hastings Five Points Bank comes down to this. We got 1.5 innings to go, and we're tied at 6 runs apiece here in the elimination ball game of the Area 7 baseball tournament here tonight in North Platte. Hastings 6 runs, 6 hits, 4 errors. North Platte has got 6 runs, 9 hits, and 1 error here in the ball game. Alex Panganiban comes back out there for Hastings Five Points Bank. He's been on since the fifth inning here tonight for Hastings. He's going to go to work here in the eighth inning. This is the top of the order coming up here. Alec Westland, the right fielder, is the first guy to come up there. He's got a couple of base hits and 4 trips to the plate here tonight, a couple of singles. And a pitch by Pango is going to be in there for a strike. Bottom of the eighth inning here tonight, Hastings 6, North Platte 6. Winner moves on. The loser is finished for the season. Here's the 1-1 pitch. A curveball is going to be in there for a strike. 1-2 now to Alec Westland, the right fielder. He started the day with a batting average of .262. He's 2-for-4 at the plate here tonight against the Hastings pitching staff. Next pitch is going to be, it came inside and it hit him, yeah. And now Russ Kindig again is out of the first base dugout. They thought maybe Westland kind of turned in. Yeah, that's what Russ is saying. He kind of turned in to the pitch there, and it hit him. Russ is going to lose that one. So not only has he lost the coin flip 3 times here at the area tournament, he's not winning any of these arguments that he's posting out there either. A hit batter for Panganiban running down to first base is Westland. Jack Kinney comes to the plate next. There's a throw to first base. That's not in time. Westland is back in there. And North Platte's got 116 stolen bases so far this year. Westland, he has got 24 himself. In fact, he's tied for the team lead. Takes a good lead down there now at first base. Panganiban throws one to the plate. A butt laid down. Fielded by Spolnick at third. His throw to first is going to be in time, but the sacrifice works. Moving over to second base on the play. It's going to be Alec Westland, so he moves into scoring position now at second. One man out for North Platte here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. This one's scheduled for 9 here tonight. Luke Volz comes up there next. Boy, this is a tough part of the lineup. Volz, number 3 in the batting order. He's got the team-high batting average of .386. Volz is fouled out to the first baseman. He's had a 3-run double. That was back in the third. He's got a single and scored a run in the fifth, and he's flown out to left field. His 4 plate appearances tonight. There's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. In fact, Asher had to come off with a mask and prevents that one from coming back to the screen. Darian Alberry would be next, and then Drew Callahan. Tough part of the lineup now. 3, 4, and 5. This is as good as it gets here for North Platte. Next pitch is going to be down low for another ball. That's now 2 balls and no strikes to Luke Voltz for North Platte First Nationals. Trying to move into the championship ball game tomorrow against Kearney Runza, who's got the night off and waiting for the winner of this one. Here comes the next pitch, hit back up to the middle, but Kern has got it at second base. He throws it to first. That's going to be in time. Kern was kind of shading toward the back there at second base, so he had a play on the ball. Hanging even, trying to get his glove on it, and could not. Ryan Kern, right at second base, grabs the ball and records the out on Luke Voltz. Now there's 2 men out, and a runner moves over to third base on the play. That's Westland. And coming to the plate now for North Platte is going to be Darian Alberry, the left fielder. And now the pitching coach for Hastings, Kevin Asher, is going to make his way out to the pitcher's mound to make sure Pangadiba knows how to pitch to this guy. It was Jack Kinney on Friday night who singled in the bottom of the ninth inning to give North Platte the 6-5 win over Hastings in the opening round of this tournament. Darian Alberry, he's in the number 2 position, by the way, tonight. That's where he was on Friday night. So we're by Jack Kinney. Darian Alberry is the scheduled hitter coming up there next as the conference continues on the mound. We got 2 men out for North Platte First National Bank over Hastings 5 Points Bank. 2 men out here in the bottom half of the 8th inning. The game is tied at 6 runs apiece. And North Platte has worked around the lead run over here to third base in the form of Alec Westland. Banganeben's going to stay out there for Hastings. Jared Foote was the starter tonight for Hastings. He went 4 innings. Gave up 4 runs, 5 hits, 1 strikeout, and a walk, and also hit a batter. Pango has been out there since. And now we're tied up at 6 runs apiece. Pangadiman 5-5 on the season, looking for his 6th win here tonight. And there's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike on Darian Alberry. Alberry falls behind it. No balls and 1 strike. He was the winning pitcher on Friday night when North Platte beat Hastings. Playing out in left field tonight. There's a ball hit to right field. Jamison Cockrell giving chase. Cockrell has got it to record the out. A hard hit ball, but Jamison Cockrell out in right field grabs the ball, and the inning is over as North Platte strands the lead run down there at third base. North Platte, they score no runs on no hits, no errors, 1 man left on base. We go to the 9th inning. Top of the 9th inning with a score, Hastings 6, North Platte 6.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport... done right.
1230 KHAS.
American Legion baseball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. These two teams have now battled for 17 innings. They have put on quite a show here in the area tournament. 6-5 the other night with North Platte winning in the bottom of the ninth. Now it's 6-6. We're in the top of the ninth inning. Hastings up to the plate here. Alex Panganiban, Mason Spelnick, Brooks Asher. 3, 4, and 5 in the batting order to face Jaden Cruz, who's out in relief here for North Platte with the starter Dalton Flugkopf. The pitch to the plate is going to be inside for a ball. So we'll see what Hastings can do here in the ninth inning of play. Here comes a pitch to the plate. That's going to be outside for a ball. And it's 2-0. The other night, Hastings scored a run in the ninth inning to go on top by the score of 5-4, but then it was actually come back in the ninth inning to tie things up at 5-5, and then it was North Platte who scored the run at the bottom of the inning to win the contest 6-5. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. 3-0 the count now to Alex Pangadeban. Jaden Cruz working from the stretch. Here comes a pitch to the plate. It's going to be inside for a ball. And on four pitches, he walks him. So a four-pitch walk. And that's going to be the first walk of the ball game given up by Jaden Cruz. And now Hastings has got the lead runner down there at first base. North Platte has won the juniors ball game tonight as they knock off Kearney Post 52 by a score of 12-9. So Kearney jumped out to a 7-0 lead in that ball game at Duncan Field. North Platte comes back and beats Kearney tonight by a score of 12-9. So North Platte will play Hastings for the area 7 juniors championship tomorrow. North Platte will have to beat Hastings twice in order to win the championship. First game will be at 5:30 tomorrow night at Duncan Field. Hastings with a base runner here at first base. That's Pangadeban. Mason Spilinick is at the plate here. The count to him is at 1-0. 1-0 the count. Pangadeban taking a lead down there at first base. Callahan will hold him on. Spilnick waiting for the pitch. Here it comes. He pulls around, or pulls a bunt back and takes a pitch outside for a ball. 2-0. So all of a sudden, Jaden Cruz can't find the strike zone. 4-pitch walk to Pangadeban. Now he's 2-0 here to Mason Spilnick. So his last 6 pitches have been outside the strike zone. He throws another one to the plate. That's a fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike. 2-1 to count down to Spilnick as Mason squared around the bunt that time, pulls her back and takes a strike. Pangadeban down there at first base. Russ Kindy going through the signs down here in the third base coaching box. Here comes the 2-1 pitch now by Cruz. A bunt laid down, a nice one out in front of the plate. Cruz grabs the ball, throws it to first base. That's going to be in time. Sacrifice works. Sacrifice works as Pangadeban moves down to second base on the play. Nice bunt laid down right out in front of the plate, and Cruz had to come down to the skin portion of the infield toward home plate to grab that one. He got it to a first base over there to record the out, but moving down to second base on the play is Pangadeban. So now Hastings has got the lead run at second base with Brooks Asher coming to the plate next. Asher laid down a sacrifice the last time he was up there. He has grounded out 3 other times, so he has not been on base here tonight. Asher waiting on the pitch. That one is a fastball that's up over his head. And the count is at 1-0. The winner gets Kearney Runza tomorrow at 4 o'clock right back here at Bill Wood Field. We'll be down the earth. Pregame show at 3:45 if Hastings can pull one out here in the ninth inning. Here comes the next pitch by Cruz. Another fastball. That one is in there for a strike. Cruz is throwing some heat now here in the ninth inning. Asher is even on the count of 1-1. Zach Merrill is in the on-deck circle here for Hastings. Hastings 5 points with a runner at second base. Here comes the next pitch by Cruz on the way. Asher fouls that one away on the first base side out of play. He's behind the count of 1-2. As we look ahead to the North Platte half of the ninth inning, we've got 5, 6, and 7 in their batting order coming up there. Hastings looking for a run here in the ninth. 6-6 is the score. Here comes the next pitch to Asher. That one is going to be up high for a ball. Just misses, and the count goes to 2-2 now to Brooks Asher. A 260 hitter coming to the ball game here tonight. 24 base on balls, 18 strikeouts for Asher. Jaden Cruz working for the stretch. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. 3-2. 3-2 the count now to Asher. Merrill anxiously waiting here in the on-deck circle for Hastings 5 points bank. Jaden Cruz again working from the stretch, looks towards second base. Here comes the 3-2 pitch down low, and he walks him. Hastings has 2 base runners now here in the ninth. So 2 walks given up here by Jaden Cruz in the ninth inning of play. Hastings with 2 base runners. And now coming up there is going to be Zach Merrill next. Merrill, he has walked tonight. He has struck out once. He has singled. That was back in the sixth. Him around to score one of the runs in the sixth inning. They reached on a fielder's choice in the seventh. Zach Merrill at the plate here for Hastings with runners on at first and second base. There's the ball. It's going to be hit to the outfield. That's going to get down for a base hit. Around the bag at third. Coming home is Pangadeban. That goes all the way out toward the wall. No stop at second and third base. Hastings has the lead. Zach Merrill gets his second base hit of the area tournament. That drives home Paganiban all the way from second base to score, and Hastings has the lead by the score of 7-6. Stopping at third base on a play was Brooks Asher. At first base is Zach Merrill. Zach had a big base hit in the ball game yesterday against the Wesco Zephyrs. And he comes through again here. Merrill had a two-run single in the seventh inning. Hastings 5 points back in their 14-5 win over the Wesco Zephyrs. He singles here in the ninth inning of play. Hastings has the lead now by the score of 7-6. And now coming to the plate is going to be Ryan Kern. So a single with one man out here in the ninth inning has given Hastings the lead. Ryan Kern takes a strike here. No balls and one strike. Kern is still hitless here in this ball game in four attempts. There's a fastball that's going to be in there for a strike. And it is one ball and one strike. The winner plays Connie Runza tomorrow for the area championship. The winner of this game also qualifies for the state tournament next week in either Grand Island or Omaha South. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Swung on. Hit to the left side. They get Studer for a base hit. One run comes in to score. And that's all they're going to get. North Platte had the infield pulled in there. Ryan Kern pokes that one right by the third baseman, Luke Voltz, in the left field. A base hit here for Kern. That drives home another run. That drives home Brooks Asher from third base. Now Hastings has got the lead 8-6 over North Platte. Merrill moves around to third base on the play. So Hastings down with base runners on at first and third. Hastings has plated two runs here in the ninth inning. RBI singles by Ryan Kern and Zach Merrill. And Hastings has the lead. Braden Valentine comes up there next. Yesterday, Valentine connected with a home run in the ninth inning of play. A two-run shot against the Wesco Zephyrs. He's up there now with runners on at first and third base. Valentine will dig in here from the right-hand side. He had a single back there in the sixth inning. He is 1-for-4 here tonight. There's a throw over to first base, not in time. Kern dives back in there. 8 runs, 10 hits, 4 errors for Hastings. 6 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for the North Platte First Nationals. And here comes the next pitch to the plate. A bunt laid down there, and Valentine fouls it away. Hastings trying to sneak one home there as Merrill was going on the pitch down the line at third base. Valentine fouls it away. The count is at no balls and one strike. Hastings playing their third elimination ball game of the area tournament after dropping the opener to North Platte 6-5 on Friday. Wins over Lexington and Scott's Bluff. And now they're trying to oust the host here, the North Platte First Nationals, in this elimination ball game. Hastings with a lead 8-6. Here comes the 0-1 pitch, a bunt laid down. Fielded there by Cruz. Cruz goes to first base. Here comes the runner in from third base, and he's going to score. Merrill kind of played that halfway. They threw it to a first base to record the out as Valentine is retired into the play, but he drives home a run as Merrill comes in from third base to score. And Hastings now has a 9-6 lead. And now coming to play is going to be Reimer. So three RBIs there for Hastings from Valentine, Kern, and also Zach Merrill. And Hastings has got the lead here in the ninth inning now, 9-6. The number 9 hitter in the batting order, Sam Reimer, comes up there next. Reimer scores around a bunt, pulls it back, and will take a pitch up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Ryan Kern has now moved down to second base into play for Hastings 5 points bank. And now head coach Russ Kindig comes down the line, and he wants to talk with Sam Reimer, his hitter up there. Hastings trying to qualify for the state tournament next weekend. They would play in either Omaha or Grand Island. A win here tonight would do it. And Hastings would have to play Connie Runza in order to determine which direction they're going to go. The winner of this Area 7 tournament will play in the state tournament at Grand Island. The loser will play in the state tournament in Omaha beginning on Saturday. Hastings right now with a 9-6 lead. We are in the top of the ninth inning here tonight from Bill Woodfield in North Platte. Here comes the next pitch to the plate, down low for a ball. And it is now 2 balls and no strikes to Sam Reimer. Jaden Cruz is your pitcher here for North Platte. He came on in the seventh inning of play for the Platters. Dalton Flugop was the starter through the first 6. Next pitch is going to be right down the pipe there for a strike. 2 balls and 1 strike now to Reimer. There's two men out here in the top half of the ninth inning. Brock Dreher would be next. He's in the on-deck circle for Hastings. He's got three base hits already tonight. Here comes the 2-1 pitch now from Cruz. It's on the way. The ball is hit to the left side. Picked up by the third baseman, Volts. He goes to first base in time, and the inning is over. Hastings scoring three runs, though, here in the ninth inning of play. Sam Reimer, he grounds out to the third baseman, Luke Volts, to end the inning. But Hastings comes up with three runs in the ninth inning of play on two base hits. No errors on North Platte. Hastings leaves one man on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning with a score. Hastings 9, North Platte 6.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Billwood Field in North Platte tonight. Hastings just 3 outs away from qualifying for the state tournament. Hastings won 12 games last year. They were 12-26. Coaching change during the offseason. Russ Kindig moving up from Johnson Imperial Homes to take the head job here. Hastings has a record this year, 26-17. And they're ahead in this ball game by a score of 9-6 over North Platte First Nationals. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. This is Drew Callahan, the first baseman up there for North Platte. He takes a whack at this one and pops it up. Ryan Kern says he's got it at second base, and he makes the catch. Drew Callahan flies out to the second baseman and probably his last batting attempt here as the North Platte First National baseball player. He's headed to Hastings College next year to play basketball for head coach Bill Gavers. We'll welcome him to our team this fall. He is 6'7". He was the number one rebounder in Class A this year in basketball, and we'll see him around for the next 4 years around the Hastings College campus. Alex Harms comes to the plate next. There's one man out. Alex Panganiban trying to win his sixth ball game of the season. He is currently 5-5 on the year. He came on in relief after the first four innings thrown by Jared Foote tonight. The next pitch to Alex Harms is to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. There actually one ball and one strike now to Alex Harms. He's the center fielder for North Platte. He's got one base hit and four trips to the plate here tonight. Here comes the 1-1 pitch now from Pango. It's going to be outside for a ball, and it's 2-1. Big question is now who will Hastings throw in the ball game tomorrow against Kearney Runza if we can hang on. Pango was penciled in as one of the starters tomorrow against Kearney Runza. Here comes the 2-1 pitch now from Panganiban. Took something off of that one, and it sails up high for a ball. There is now 3 balls and 1 strike. 3-1 the count here to Alex Harms. He's the center fielder. He's the number 6 hitter in the batting order for North Platte First National. Waiting on the pitch here from Panganiban. Wind up. Here's the delivery. Took something off of that one, and it goes right across the center portion of the plate for a strike. Now it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Count is full with one man out here in the bottom of the ninth. Coming up after the ball game, we'll name our player of the game and also have our coach's post-game show with head coach Russ Kindig. Here comes the 3-2, fouled away, first base side. So the count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. If Hastings can hang on here, it'll be a 4 o'clock starting time tomorrow here at Billwood Field. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at 3:45. Hastings would have to win twice tomorrow to win the area championship. Here comes the next pitch, outside for a ball, and he walks him. Hastings has got a little wiggle room here in the ninth inning. Yeah, a 3-run lead. That's a walk given up there by Panganiban as Alex Harms heads down to the bag at first. That's going to be the second walk of the ball game given up by Panganiban. He's also hit a man. Now coming to the plate is going to be Levi Nakuda. He is the shortstop. Panganiban has recorded a couple of strikeouts so far since coming out of relief. So now Levi Nakuda comes to the plate. He's reached on an error, reached on a walk. He's grounded out once, and he's flown out to left field. Hastings scoring three runs in the top of the ninth inning. Hastings now with a lead, 9-6. Here comes a pitch by Panganiban, fouled back to the screen. No balls and two strikes to Levi Nakuda. Marcus Silos, the catcher, would be next. And now we're working into the bottom third of the order here for North Platte. Barker would follow Silos. Levi Nakuda waiting here in the right-hand batter's box. No balls and two strikes with one man out. Next pitch by Panganiban. Hit towards short, fielded by Reimer. He goes to second base for one. That's all they're going to get. But now there's two outs. Unable to turn to double play. So Nakuda, he is going to reach on a fielder's choice. He chopped down the lead run there at second base as Reimer goes over to Ryan Kern covering the bag. Hastings one out away from advancing here in the area tournament. Marcus Silos will come to the plate next for North Platte. Fouled out to the catcher. Laid down a sacrifice. He has walked and he has flown out to center field in his plate appearances here tonight. Panganiban throws one of the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes here to Marcus Silos. Here comes the next pitch by Pango. Took something off of that one. It crosses the center portion of the plate again for a strike. One ball, one strike now to Marcus. Panganiban looking in for this sign from Asher. He's got it. Next pitch is swung on. It's going to be hit to center field for a base hit. Marcus Silos keeps the season alive here for North Platte as he singles to center field. That moves Levi Nakuda down to a second base on the play. Silos is now aboard at first base, and now Jace Barker is going to come to the plate next. He's the designated hitter, and here comes Kevin Asher out of the dugout for Hastings Five Points Bank. So Asher's just going to come out here to see how they want to pitch to Barker. He's the number nine hitter in the batting order. Batting average is at .255 on the season. He has been hit by a pitch. He has flown out to shortstop. He has struck out once, and he has grounded back to the pitcher. So he is officially 0-3 in the ballgame. As Kevin Asher will discuss the options out there on the pitcher's mound. Runners are out at first and second base. Barker actually represents the tying run as he comes to the plate here. So Barker coming up there for the last hope here for the North Platte First Nationals here in this ball game. Barker's got no home runs. He's got 19 RBIs so far this season. So Barker comes up there with men on at first and second base. Hastings with a 9-6 lead here. Bottom of the ninth inning with two men out. Panganiban on the mound here for Hastings. There's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. No balls, one strike to Barker. Top of the order, Westland would be up there next. Hastings would like to get to Barker, the number nine hitter, and get back to the dugout and finish this thing off. We're in the bottom of the ninth. Here comes the next pitch by Pango. Fouled away. First base side out of play. We're down to the final strike here for North Platte. No balls, two strikes. So Jace Barker is going to be waiting here on this next pitch from Panganiban. He takes a little extra time between pitches here. Climbs back on top of the hill. No balls, two strikes. Next pitch is going to be just outside. Oohs and ahs out of the crowd there from the Hastings folks that have gathered here in North Platte. Just outside. One ball and two strikes now. Panganiban again gets his sign from his catcher, Asher. Comes set. 1-2 pitch. Popped up. Back here toward the screen, Asher comes back to the screen, and he cannot make the catch. Asher cannot make the catch right at the screen back here behind the plate. So a foul ball here, and the count remains at one ball and two strikes. A win here by Hastings would send him into the championship game tomorrow against Kearney Runza, a team that has really had Hastings' number in the past couple of years, and Hastings would have to beat him twice tomorrow in order to win the area tournament and get to the state tournament in Grand Island. If not, they're headed for the state tournament at Omaha South next weekend. One ball, two strikes, two men out for North Platte here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Runners are on at first and second base. Panganiban's pitched again, fouled away back to the screen. So the count remains at 1-2. Barker hanging in there for North Platte. He leads the team in walks with 27. But he's got 25 strikeouts. Little guys, he's in there in the right-hand batter's box. The number 9 hitter in the batting order. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Pagany, but it's on the way. The ball's going to be hit to center field. Dreher giving chase. He's got it. Hastings wins. Brock Dreher grabs the ball out there in center field, and Hastings wins the ball game as Hastings qualifies for the state tournament. Hastings knocks off North Platte tonight. They scored 3 runs in the top of the 9th inning, and Hastings wins it here tonight. They eliminate the North Platte First Nationals in this elimination ball game as Hastings wins 3 straight elimination games here in the tournament. They'll face Kearney Runza tomorrow at 4 o'clock for the Area 7 Championship, and Hastings will have to win twice over Kearney Runza tomorrow night in order to claim the championship. But a great ball game again tonight. Hastings knocks off North Platte by a score of 9-6. Back with a recap after this.
In a world where summer thirst runs rampant, a new type of refreshment is looking to rule. Something new, something big, something real big. From the creators of Pepsi, the biggest thing to hit summer since the sun, it's Pepsi made with real sugar. Prepare to experience explosions of taste, daring acts of refreshment, and more flavor than one summer can handle. With amazing made with real sugar performances from Pepsi, wild cherry, and vanilla flavors. Plus, chilling performances by frosted glasses and ice cubes. This summer, refreshment has a new address. And it's closer than you think. Make it a real big summer with 3 new flavors of Pepsi made with real sugar. It's the only summer blockbuster guaranteed to leave you satisfied. Pepsi, live for now.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings 5 points back. They advance here in the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament in North Platte. They knock off the host team tonight. North Platte First Nationals winning by a score of 9-6. Hastings scoring 3 runs in the top of the 9th inning to win it. Final numbers for Hastings, 9 runs on 10 base hits. They commit 4 errors in the field tonight. Where North Platte was 6 runs, 10 hits. They commit 1 error. North Platte, they strand 12 base runners in the ball game tonight. Hastings strands 9. Alex Panganiban, the winning pitcher for Hastings. He is now 5-5. Or check that, 6-5 on the season now for Panganiban. He comes on and throws 5 innings of relief. Gives up only 2 runs, 5 base hits, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. Jared Foote, the starter tonight for Hastings. He went 4 innings, gave up 4 runs, 5 hits, 1 hit batter, 1 strikeout, and 1 walk. Dalton Flughop was the starter for North Platte. He went the first 6 innings, and then Jaden Cruz, he finished things off for North Platte, and he's going to be charged with a loss here tonight in the final game of the season for North Platte, as Cruz is going to end the year with a mark of 4 wins and 3 losses. Hastings 5 points back, wins it here tonight, 9-6 over North Platte. Hastings, they improved down to 27 wins and 17 losses on the season. They qualify for the Class A state tournament beginning next week. Now we just got to decide where we're going, either Grand Island or Omaha. Hastings will play Kearney tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock for the Area 7 championship. Hastings will have to beat Kearney twice because Kearney's the only undefeated team left here in the tournament. So Hastings will have to beat them twice in order to claim the championship and play in Grand Island next weekend. If not, Hastings will be runner-up here in the Area 7 tournament. We'll play in the state tournament in Omaha, also beginning next Saturday. But a good step here. Hastings 5 points back. They're into the championship game of the Area 7 tournament tonight. They beat North Platte First Nationals by a score of 9-6. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches' post-game show as American Legion Baseball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned. Our post-game report is up next on KHS Radio, 1230 AM.
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through July 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
The Player of the Game is brought to you by Hastings Tribune. Check us out at www.hastingstribune.com.
So Hastings wins it here tonight over North Platte in the Area 7 American Legion Baseball Tournament. Final score of 9-6. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHAS. Again, offensively for Hastings, Brock Dreher with three base hits in the ball game tonight. Mason Spilek had two, and he had some guys with one base hit. That was a Jameson Cockrell, Alex Panganiban had a base hit, but that was a two-run homer back there in the fifth inning, the second home run for Hastings here in the area tournament. Zach Merrill had a base hit, Ryan Kern a base hit, Braden Valentine a base hit. Those guys combined for three RBIs in the ninth inning of play to give Hastings the win. And then Panganiban on the mound tonight through five innings of two-run relief. And Hastings goes on to win 9-6 over North Platte. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
Follow the Hastings Legion baseball teams in the Hastings Tribune and online at hastingstribune.com. Also, read stories and see action photos on the Tribune's website, online, anytime. Huskers and national sports, too. Go to HT Media to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune and get the e-edition free. Call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our players of the game tonight for Hastings, 5 points bank. First of all, Alex Panganiban, five innings of relief tonight. Gives up two runs, five hits, had two walks, and two strikeouts. Panganiban flat shuts the door on North Platte here tonight. Panganiban also had a home run for Hastings offensively in the fifth inning of play, a two-run shot. So Alex Panganiban, one of our players of the game. The other one is Brock Dreher. The guy covers acres out in the center field here tonight. And Brock Dreher also had three base hits in the ballgame. He had a couple of doubles and a two-run single in the sixth inning of play. So Brock Dreher and Alex Panganiban are players of the game tonight as Hastings knocks off North Platte by the score of 9-6. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to American Legion Baseball.
The Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-461-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned to the Coach's post-game show is up next on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Need new furniture or a mattress set for home? When other stores say no, Furniture Direct in Hastings says yes. Yes to no credit check financing. Yes to 90 days, same as cash, or take up to a year to pay. Yes to getting your new furniture or mattress today. And yes, it's easy to qualify. Remember, the number one answer is yes. Get approved today at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside. Always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
It's time now for the Coach's Post Game Show on 1230 KHAS. Now, let's get back to the diamond to talk with the coach.
Okay, we're back here at Bill Wood Field in North Platte. Hastings wins it tonight over North Platte by a score of 9-6 as Hastings head coach Russ Kendig joins us in the post-game show. And, Coach, congratulations. End of the state tournament next week. It's going to be a great feeling.
There's not a whole lot better feeling right now to see those guys work and work and work and the smile on their face and the 14 becoming one as a team. You just can't put words into on that.
What was the difference tonight? You guys just battled all night long and then came up with some big innings, especially the ninth inning.
Yeah, you know, the biggest difference was the outfield. I don't know what, you know, the balls that got in the gap were really getting in the gap, and we were having trouble with the angles. He gave us an error, but, geez, it just got in that gap, and it didn't stop. So I don't know if they mowed or what, but it really hurt us there. But, you know, Jared Foote couldn't get ahead in the count, couldn't get ahead in the count, still battled and battled and kept us in the ball game through halfway. And, you know, that's all we were hoping he would do. Got down one and went to Alex, and, you know, we thought we were in pretty good shape and just kept battling away and battling away, executed, moved runners, stole bases, came up with hits and running scoring position, everything you tell the guys to do. You know, we kind of put that all together tonight.
You got it in the ninth inning again. We were tied with these guys in the ninth inning. What'd you tell these guys when they went to bat at the top of the ninth inning?
You know, we told them all this whole tournament, when we get into these nine-inning games, you got to win. You got to look at it as three different games, the first three innings, the second three innings, and the last three. And if you win two of those innings, chances are you're going to win a game. We went out and we battled, and we lost the first three, but we got that six or four, five, six, and you know, we got to that 7-8-9, and we just kept our cool and kept our approach and just kept battling away and grinding and grinding, and that's what this 50-game season is just a grind.
Zach Merrill again comes up with the hit in the ninth inning to give you guys the lead. That's twice now. He's come up with two hits in this tournament, and both of them have been extremely big.
Well, and you know, we're so happy with our lineup right now, top to bottom. You know, when you can bunt a guy like Brooks Asher, who might not have the batting average, but it's just such a great hitter, and you never know. He can get hot at any time. And you can bunt with a guy like him in the five hole to get to a guy like Zach. You know, we just love that. It's a great advantage that we have. We get to the bottom of our lineup, and Sam's just a pesky little nine hitter, and, you know, we're just top to bottom really good.
Yesterday we had base hits out of everybody. Didn't quite get that done today, but still good production up and down the lineup. Another home run. Pango not only does a job on the hill for you, but he launches a two-run homer back there in inning number five.
Yeah, great senior leadership there. You know, we talked and we asked those seniors to help us out a lot, and they have. They've played really well. Mace did a great job over at third base. Alex did a great job of just battling and battling. We couldn't find the strike zone. It took us nine innings again tonight to find it. I guess we didn't find it tonight, but just kept battling and battling. And you know, our seniors have just been really great this week.
Bottom of the ninth inning, North Platte put a base runners on at first and second base. You had a three-run lead. Did Friday night kind of creep back into your mind?
Well, you know, we were going to pull, or the string was pretty short on Alex there. They got that one guy on, and we thought, you know, a two-run home run doesn't hurt us. He got through in the eighth inning through that middle of the order, top of the order, that really had hurt us. So we were going to be pretty that was probably the last guy he was going to see. We had Alex Mendoza ready to come in and close the door, but, you know, just kept fighting and fighting. And like you said earlier, Brock Trier just covers so much ground. Gosh dang it. I don't know, you know, what would we have done without him tonight or last night if he didn't come away without a concussion.
I'll tell you what, he covers, like we said, he covers acres out there, and he has made some great catches here in the area tournament. So now you move on. You got the state tournament berth in hand, and now all you got to do is beat Connie Runzel twice tomorrow.
Hey, you know, they've done it to us in the juniors a couple times, so, or at least last year they did. 2 years ago, sorry, that they did here at this place. So we'd love for some revenge there, and we're going to throw whatever we got. We might throw the kitchen sink in there. It's going to take a lot from us, but you know, getting back to Brock Drew, have you ever seen a play like that in center field? He's going so hard that he loses his glove and dives and slaps a ball with his bare hand. What an amazing effort. God dang it. You got to just tip our hat to our guys. They just played their hearts out.
So Hastings wins this thing tonight 9-6 over North Platte. And then I guess you can savor the victory, so to speak, tonight. And then you can get up tomorrow. And what do we got left on pitchers? What's the game plan right now?
Alex Mendoza. He's going to go for that first game. And once we get to the second game, you know what? Whatever we got. Guys are iced and we're stim, and they've done a great job of taking care of our guys. Physical therapists here in North Platte, they've been great. So you'll see, if you look out the window, half our guys down there getting ice. Alex or Mason Spilnick's got a bum ankle that he turned last night, and he's down there, ice on his arm, ice on his ankle. But we're going to do whatever we have to get two wins tomorrow.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Yep, Russ Kindig, head coach for Hastings Fine Points Bank. Again, Hastings wins it 9-6 over North Platte tonight. Take our final break. We'll be back right after this.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
So Hastings Fine Points Bank wins it over North Platte 9-6. 9 runs, 10 hits, 4 errors. Hastings leaves 9. North Platte 6 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. They leave 12. Alex Panganiban, the winning pitcher in relief. He's now 6-5 on the season. Hastings scoring 3 runs in the top of the ninth inning on some RBI singles from Zach Merrill and also Ryan Kern. And then Braden Valentine bunting one home for Hastings in the ninth inning, and that's all they needed. North Platte putting a couple of base runners on the pads in the bottom of the ninth inning, but did not score. And Hastings wins it tonight by a score of 9-6. North Platte ends their season 31-19. Hastings will play Kearney Runza tomorrow. Their mark at 27-17. Hastings and Kearney Runza in the championship game of the Area 7 tournament. Hastings will have to beat Kearney twice tomorrow in order to win the area championship and move on to the state tournament in Grand Island. If not, Hastings will play in the state tournament in Omaha beginning next Saturday. So, again, Hastings wins it tonight on the air with the pregame show, the Pepsi pregame show at 3:45 tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock for the first pitch, Hastings and Kearney tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. From my producer and engineer, John Debron, back to the radio station, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from North Platte.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show. Join us all season long for American Legion Baseball coverage on your link to local sports, 1230 KHAS. American Legion Baseball coverage is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.